The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. 100.7 KMLO is proud to bring you coverage of area high school sports. You can also catch this game at drgnews.com. Now, with the pregame, here's KC Miners.
Welcome you into the 9B State Championship game here today. Kickoff at 11 o'clock. Welcome you into the Jensen Rockin' Sand broadcast booth. KC Miners, David Burl, will be joining us here shortly. I want to quickly say that this broadcast of this playoff game has been authorized by special agreement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. I want to also thank the great sponsors that make this game possible to be brought to you. We have Thorntonson Trucking in Selby, Campbell County Bank Insurance in Harriet, Selby Medical Clinic, Thorntonson Lazy TV Ranch at Bank West, McClellan Swanson Dental, Shorty's One Stop in Selby, Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Kamewall Electric, Harriet Livestock, Let's Go Implement, Uptown Mart, Von Walda Law Offices, State Farm Insurance, Doug Heal, Sportsman's Bar and Grill, Harriet Concrete, Brander Brothers Trucking, Walworth County Care Center, Harriet Superstop, Roadbridge Livestock, Seed Solutions of Roscoe, Harriet Sporting Center, and Key Insurance. Also want to thank the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being a part of the team and reminds you to buckle up every trip, every time. We'll go ahead, step away, take a couple minutes, right back with the Keys to Success brought to you by CHS River Plains. You're listening to Playoff Football here on KMLO.
At Jensen Rock and Sand of Mowbridge, we work hard together as a team to make sure all your needs are met when it comes to your residential and commercial construction.
Whether it's a simple pail of rock or an entire basement, our staff will make sure you get what you need and back it up with the service that we've based our business on.
We want to take this time to wish the Mowbridge Pollock athletes the best in the game and the season. Good luck from all of us at Jensen Rock and Sand of Mowbridge.
Call 845-7213 today at Jensen Rock and Sand.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
If you're looking for a local company to do your grain hauling, call Thorntonson Trucking in Selby. They pride themselves on being professional, on time, and having competitive rates. Thorntonson Trucking is also looking for drivers. They have both new and late model equipment running regional and local. Call Austin at 605-850-3852. Plus, drug and alcohol testing is available at a low cost of only $40 per test. Call Shane at 605-520-8600. Thorntonson Trucking, Selby, South Dakota.
At the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, our team is dedicated to the traditions of service. We offer a wide array of products to accommodate all your financial needs, including checking and savings accounts, CDs, IRAs, loans, debit cards, credit cards, a 24-hour ATM, and online banking. Make sure to check out our special notices in your monthly bank statements. We are the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, member FDIC. Proud to serve you and proud to support the Wolverines.
Welcome into the Keys to Success, brought to you by CHS River Plains. Joined now with Hitchcock Tulare head coach Tom Salmon. Coach, how you doing? And I bet the boys are excited for a big game today.
Yeah, doing good. Thank you. Yes, they are very excited and ready to go.
You guys come in undefeated, 11-0 on the season. In most of the season, you've been able to out-dominate your opponents. How do you think that'll play into today's game?
Well, I think it gives us confidence for one, but the other team's done the same thing, and so I expect it to be a battle, and we'll just see what happens on the field. So,
and all season long, you guys in Harriet Selby area have been the top two teams in this 9B playoff. So you guys must have been looking down the road and saying, "Hey, we could be playing these guys." So what have you seen on film that you think will work for you guys in today's game against Harriet Selby?
Yeah, all season. I think everybody's been looking towards that and hoping that it would happen, and now it is. And so, we're excited. As far as what they look like on film, they're good athletes. We match up very well with them, in my opinion, as far as size and athletic ability. They have a lot of threats. We have a lot of threats. as far as, you know, what we're going to do, we're going to do the best to take advantage of the weaknesses that we do see. And if they, are, you know, not that they show a lot, but we're going to do our best to do that and see what happens.
And looking at your guys' last week game, you were really balanced on offense, had over 200 yards passing, 200 yards rushing. Is that something you're going to look to do tonight to kind of keep that Harriet-Selby defense guessing?
You know, I do my best to keep all the teams guessing. As far as whether we end up more passing or running, just really depends on the games playing out. But yes, that's the type of offense I try to run, is mix it up and keep them guessing and see what happens.
And I know most teams that have played this Harriet-Selby area team have tried to key in on Begeman. Is that what you guys will look to do on defense, is to stop him and force him to throw the ball? Because they haven't done that so much in the playoffs so far.
You know, I mean, that, yes, he's definitely somebody we have to watch out for sure. There's no doubt. But they have lots of good athletes. Their quarterback is good. He throws a nice ball. They have a nice receiver, a 14, and other athletes that can do the job. The fullback looks good. They have a good front line. So, I mean, they got a nice package all the way around. So we can't just key on one guy. But yes, definitely we need to stop him and the rest of them. So.
And every kid, you know, that puts the pads on in high school dreams of playing in this game. What have you guys talked about with the kids about how special today's game will be?
You know, I try to just keep them low-key and keep them focused on the goal. Our goal all year long has been to not only get to the state championship but to win it, and that's what we want to do. So we're trying to – yes, everyone's excited. We're going to the Dome, but we have a goal of finishing and wanting to win. So that's the goal that I have, is to just keep them focused on that goal, and so hopefully we can do that.
Coach, that's all I got for you. I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck today.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
That was Hitchcock Tulare head coach Tom Salmon. We'll go ahead and step away here from CHS River Plains and be right back with Harriet-Selby head coach Clayton Randall here on the Keys to Success.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Mark Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Welcome back to the Keys to Success, brought to you by CHS River Plains. Joined now with Harriet-Selby head coach Clayton Randall. Coach, how you doing? And I bet the guys are excited for a big game today.
Doing very well, thank you. Yes, anytime you're playing in the last game of the year, the excitement level is pretty high, and so our kids are really excited to get on the field, and our goal is to be our best today.
In big plays was the name of the game early on last week. Is that something you guys talked about pregame and in practices that week, that if we can jump on Irene Wakanda quick, we should be able to put them away pretty fast?
Well, any game, the goal is to get started fast, especially in postseason where it's win or go home. So you want to get started fast, and the bigger the games get, the better the opponents get, the more you want to make sure that you come out and you get started early and you get settled into playing your best. And so with the competition level being at an all-time high today, the importance for us to get started early is also at an all-time high.
You guys didn't have to pass the ball much last week. I only had you down for 7 passes. Could have been more, and it could have been less. Do you think that helps you in today's game, showing Hitchcock Tulare that, hey, we can do it on the ground, but we can also pass it if we have to?
Well, obviously the playing conditions today are ideal. So the opportunity to throw the ball is there. And we don't come out with a predetermined, hey, we're going to throw the ball this many times, we're going to run it this many times. We're at the point now where defenses are going to try to do something to take away something from us. And lately that's been try to limit our run game. So if we see a loaded box today and Hitchcock Tulare is focused on stopping the run, we've got a lot of confidence in our quarterback's ability to get us in the right play call and put the ball in the air if needed.
And every kid dreams of playing in a state championship like this. What have you talked about with the guys so far in practices this week?
Oh, it is a dream. I mean, every kid that puts the pads on in South Dakota wants to end their season or end their career in Vermilion. And I guess what we've talked about is our kids, we've been there before, and our seasons ended in disappointment. So just getting there for this group is not enough. Now we're really focused on trying to play our best football game of the year today.
And Hitchcock-Tulare comes in undefeated. What can you tell me about the Patriots and how they'll match up with you guys in today's game?
Oh, real good physical football team. They got some nice size up front. Good players on the back end of the defense, a couple good linebackers, and then four guys that cover a lot of space in the back end of their defense. Offensively, a nice physical line, good running back, and a quarterback who can throw the ball around the field. So just a really well-rounded team. Put nine guys on the field that are quality football players, and we're going to have our hands full trying to match them. Physicality is a big thing for us. We try to be the most physical team on the field, and it looks to me like so far in their first 11 games, they've also been the most physical team on the field. So a really quality matchup today, a really, really good opponent.
And what are you guys going to try to do offensively and defensively that you've seen from them on film? Are there any keys when they're on offense that if they send a certain man in motion or anything like that, that they're running a certain play, so you'll bring men in the box? Anything that you've seen on film from them that you're going to try to take advantage of in today's game?
You know what we've learned in the last couple of years of being in this game is it's a very quick turnaround from a semifinal game to a state championship game. And there's just not enough time to really put a bunch of things in. Sometimes when you try to do too much, you overload your kids and they start thinking and they play slow. So you're going to see the same football team that you've seen the last 11 weeks. We're going to try to come out and run the football for 3 to 5 yards. We're going to play a 3-5 cover 2 defense, and we hope at this point our kids have been coached well enough all year that they can make adjustments in the big game and make plays.
Coach, that's all I got for you. I want to thank you for joining us before today's game.
I appreciate you covering the football game and covering sports all year long.
That was Harriet Selby head coach Clayton Randall here on the Keys to Success. We will go ahead, step away, take a quick break, right back with more of the pregame right here on KMLO.
Congratulations, Harriet Selby Wolverines, on a great season from all of us at Selby Medical Clinic and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. It takes a lot of hard work as a team to accomplish the goals that you set out to achieve. So we here at Selby Medical Clinic are here to get you from one win to the next. Good luck in the game from Clint Perman, physician assistant, and Dr. Emily Bowden at Selby Medical Clinic and our whole team at Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. Go Wolverines!
With low margins, cutting costs is the key to profitability. Saturday, March 4th, Lazy TV Ranch will be selling Angus and Belancer bulls. Bulls are efficiency tested, affordably priced, and easy to handle. Bred for rancher profitability, these bulls will fire more fertility, better feed conversion, and better longevity. Be in the seats on March 4th, 2023 at the ranch west of Selby. They offer free keep and volume discounts and a complete satisfaction guarantee. Check out their website, BelancerBulls.com, or follow them on Facebook.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Twice a year, you owe it to yourself to get a checkup because you were only given one set of teeth to work with. After that, it's too late to say, "I should have cared for them better." McClellan Swanson Dental will help you get the most from your teeth and gums. So for everything from a simple checkup to a wide variety of services, trust McClellan Swanson Dental. McClellan Swanson Dental of Mulbridge. Healthy smiles for life.
It's game time, and Shorty's One Stop wishes the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that Wanda and the staff support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your game with hustle, and remember, it's teamwork that makes the dream work. Shorty's has your favorite candy bars, salty snacks, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours. We'll get you there. So save me a seat. And remember, Wolverines, stand tall, tuck small, and play ball. Good luck from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Farming and ranching is the backbone of our local economy, and like any business, it comes with risk. Federal crop insurance products were developed and continue to evolve to help farmers and ranchers manage weather risks. Marinville Insurance has been delivering the federal crop insurance programs as well as company-specific products since they became available. Let us help you wade through the options and make good decisions on products that make sense for your operation. Stop by our local office, visit our website at marinville.com, or call us to set up a visit. Marinville Insurance is a proud sponsor of Area Athletics.
History could be made today here in the 9B championship game. We'll talk about that coming up later on. First, we got the starting lineups by Campbell County Collision for the Hitchcock two-layer Patriots. They'll start in the backfield with Eric Solomon, a 200-pound junior. Number 54, Riley Flea, 191-pound senior. Also at quarterback today for the Pirates is number 22, Carter Binger, 179-pound senior. At one of the receiver spots is Landon Puffer, a 162-pound senior. Along the offensive line, it's big. At one of the tight end spots, they got Cole Schroeder, a 163-pound senior. Jackson Maynard, a 240-pound junior. Michael Nielsen, a 270-pound sophomore, will start at center. At one of the guard spots is Jacob Miklatish, a 279-pound senior. At the other tight end spot is T.J. Solomon, a 213-pound senior. On the defensive side for the Patriots, and one of the defensive end spots will be Jacob Miklatish. The defensive tackle is Jackson Maynard. The left defensive end is T.J. Solomon. At one of the linebacker spots is Mason Botman. Then Riley Flea will be the other linebacker. Eric Solomon and Carter Binger round out the linebackers for the Patriots. And then two safeties today for Hitchcock Tulare's Landon Puffer and Brendan Newell. We'll go ahead, step away here from Campbell County Collision, be right back with the Harriet Selby starters here on KMLO.
Campbell County Collision in Harriet is there to serve you. Owned and operated by Bob and Kim Shadwell, Campbell County Collision repairs and paints all makes and models of vehicles. They do windshield and glass replacement. They're even a frame and alignment center. And now they're an authorized Scorpion spray-on bedliner dealer. The next time you have an uh-oh with your vehicle, take it to the pros at Campbell County Collision in Harriet. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Stop by or call 437-2355.
Starters for the Harriet Selby Wolverines, as both crowds are starting to fill in at quarterback today. It's Trey Heddick, a 6'2", 195-pound senior. At the fullback spot is Mason Vetter, a 5'9", 179-pound junior. At the halfback spot is number 20, Brendan Begeman, a 6'2", 208-pound senior. At the wingback spot is Cole Zabel, a 5'9", 140-pound junior. At the left tight end spot, we have number 12, Darian Barker, a 6-foot, 153-pound junior. Left guard is number 88, Hunter Friend, a 6'4", 248-pound senior. Starting at center today for the Wolverines is 48, Caden Saylor, a 5'9", 201-pound sophomore. The right guard is Colin Tisdall, a 5'11", 220-pound junior. And the right end spot is number 14, Trevor Gill, a 6'2", 178-pound junior. On the defensive side of the ball for the Wolverines, at the right defensive end spot is number 88, Hunter Friend. The nose tackle is 25, Mason Vetter. The left defensive end is number 14, Trevor Gill. At the right linebacker spot is Caden Saylor. Middle linebacker today is Nathan Bradford, a senior. The left outside linebacker spot is number 54, Colin Tisdale. And starting at the right corner spot is number 5, Trey Heddick. The safety today will be Cole Zabel. The left cornerback will be Brendan Begeman. We'll go ahead, step away, be right back with The Law on the Field, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office here on KMLO.
Car scams are more common now, largely due to the low inventory of vehicles. This is your Attorney General, Mark Bargo, saying that while we may take this type of purchase for granted, don't rush into it for fear of losing out on that vehicle. Stay vigilant and do your homework before you make the purchase. If you're purchasing a used vehicle, know who you're dealing with, know what you're signing, and be sure you get a copy of the signed agreement at the time of purchase. Be wary of look-alike or sound-alike car dealer websites. If you have questions, contact my Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
Officials for today's Class 9B State Championship. The referee is Matt Heeb. The umpire will be Keith Copensake. The head lineman will be Jeff Fryman. The line judge will be Thomas Hooglid. The back judge will be Trey Knowles. And the alternate will be Eric Stoll. I finally welcome in David Burrell with us. And David, we could see some history today here in the 9B state championship game.
Yeah, and guess who we're talking about, KC? It's Brendan Begeman. Only one man has rushed for more yards in nine-man high school football history in South Dakota, and that's Luke Lauterbach, who played on some great Howard teams in the last decade, played on a state championship team. Of course, Howard's had a few of those. Well, Begeman needs 188 yards to tie that record, which is an impressive one, 6,806 career yards. Begeman right now is at 6,618, but here's the number that just pops out at you, and it's unbelievable. 2,747 yards rushing and 39 touchdowns, 13 yards per carry. Casey, he is averaging 253 yards a game running the ball this year. Look, it's really simple. The plan for Hitchcock Tulare, not just Begeman, of course, but their plan is use the running game with their big guys, keep this Wolverine offense off the field as much as they can. But the numbers for Begeman are just amazing, and you know he will try to make it a special day in his last game for Harriet Selby area.
And I think you bring up a great point, because Coach Randall in his interview said that they are big up along the line. You look at 240, 237, 279, 213. Some big guys Hitchcock Tulare has up along the line, and they got a great running back to back it up, and Eric Salmon, 661 carries on the season, over 1,000 yards, 18 touchdowns. So they got a good running game to go along with it, with that big line that they have.
This is as big as you're going to see in nine-man football. And a defense, they've got the same guys, of course, on the defensive side of the ball that have had four straight shutouts and seven for the year and seven 50-point wins. Very rare to see a 50-point game in a championship game. Don't expect to see that today. But what will we see? And it's curious to me, Casey. We have talked among ourselves and among others up here. What will this type of game be like? Will we see the defenses win out? Or could this game be in the 40s for each side? You make the point, and I think it's a good one, that, yeah, there's turf all around the place, but you're playing on a Division I football field today. So that makes it a very fast track. And how much does that favor Harriet Selby area if you have a 48-43 or something like that type of a game, which we could see? I really don't know that Hitchcock Tulare would want that.
I don't think they would either. I think their game plan is to stay on the field as long as they can and keep that Harriet Selby offense off the field. They for sure don't want to see Begeman break the record, because if they do, it probably will mean a loss today for him. I mean, he had over 300 yards last week, over 200 in the first playoff game. He's just been a force so far this postseason season. We'll go ahead, step away. We got kickoff on the way next here on KMLO. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Did you know Camwall Electric in Selby provides more than electricity? They also offer a full-service wiring crew, Marathon water heaters, and now you can manage your entire electric account 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by computer, tablet, or smartphone with the Smart Hub app. Easily check your electric usage, make payments, communicate directly with Camwall, and always look forward to new features on the horizon. Just download the Smart Hub app today. Camwall Electric, your Touchstone energy partner.
Harriet Livestock is the home of the Friday Sale. Active sales every Friday with numerous special sales held throughout the year. For upcoming sales and more information about Harriet Livestock, visit HarrietLivestock.com. For livestock appraisal, just call 605-437-2265. Like and follow Harriet Livestock on Facebook for up-to-the-minute market reports and news. Good luck, Wolverine students and athletes, from everyone at Harriet Livestock Market.
Farming demands well-built equipment. Kubota equipment that's proven for over a century. Tractors that are adaptable and versatile. Hay tools backed by a 2-year warranty. Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. And productive SSV skid steers. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Get all of your Kubota products at Automotive Company of Isabel or Linsco Implement in Mobridge.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
We are approaching kickoff here in the 9B state championship game. David, it was a big drive for us to get down here last night. I know most fans came last night, but both sides have really shown out here, and the atmosphere today is going to be a big one.
Well, when you're in the state championship game, you're on an FCS field and this great facility, which has hosted these playoffs since 1981. It's just going to be a wonderful opportunity. Harriet Selby area, the time is running out in 2 seconds, one and now for the warm-up. But the Wolverines were on the field going through their walkthrough, running through their plays until about 35 seconds remained in that warm-up. So you work on things right to the very, very end, which is one of the reasons this offense does the job it does. But, yeah, you come through and you come on this field in this great atmosphere, and it's like you said with both coaches, every kid who plays football in South Dakota dreams of the opportunity these young men have today.
Well, they will do the national anthem here coming up. We'll go ahead, step away, be back in 2 minutes here on KMLO.
The best seat in the house is where you are right now for this game. In the stands, where you can feel the intense competition every play. In the car, between here and there, listening to all the action or watching it on DRGnews.com. Get comfy because it isn't over yet. Von Wall Law Office proudly sponsors this broadcast and proudly supports the Wolverines. Good luck from John and Lisa Von Wall and Patty Giese, secretary of Von Wall Law Office, LLC, in Selby.
You guys ready for the game?
All right. Well, management told me they weren't paying me for pep talks, so I'm going to stop now.
You know that place between saving money and sacrificing quality?
We are so there.
What's the point of saving money if you get lousy results, especially when it comes to car insurance? State Farm can give you the right amount of coverage, plus with discounts up to 40%. You'll like how much you can save. State Farm is there.
See State Farm agent Doug Heil in Mobridge or call 845-3603.
Discounts may vary 5 to 40% state to state.
Yeah! You made it to the Dome! Congratulations, Wolverines! At the Sportsman Bar and Grill in Akaska, they couldn't be more proud of you, and they wish you success in whatever you do. If you haven't tried the Sportsman's, you're missing out. They have great daily specials, steak, seafood, chicken, and so much more. They also have breakfast buffets. To see what you're missing, check them out on Facebook at Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Good luck in the Dome from your cheering section at the Sportsman Bar and Grill in Akaska.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
When it's time to move your livestock, see the crew at Bradner Brothers Trucking in Harriet. You can count on the Bradner Brothers Trucking team to get your livestock to their destination safely and on time. Whether they're short or long distance hauls, and the loads are big or small, Bradner Brothers Trucking is ready to go to work for you. Just call Bradner Brothers Trucking of Harriet, South Dakota, 437-2384. That's 437-2384.
Congratulations to the Harriet Selby Wolverines football team from the team at Walworth County Care Center in Selby. If you're looking to join a winning team, look no further than the Walworth County Care Center. They offer retirement, health and life insurance, paid vacation, pickup shift incentives, and more. They have full-time and part-time positions, RNs, LPNs, CMAs, and CNA positions. They will also train and test on-site for CMAs and CNAs. To apply or for more information, call 605-649-7663 or visit their Facebook page.
Welcome you back into a 9B playoffs as a state championship game as they announce the starters for the Harriet Selby Wolverines. David, both teams come in 11-0. It should expect to be a good one. We're not sure if we'll see a good defensive game or we'll see a good offensive game because both teams have a good offense and a good defense.
We could see both, which would be the best of both worlds, but I think we're very capable of seeing both of those today. I want to remind you, now, normally we have live video at the KMLO page. That's not the case today because someone else has those rights for the championship. So we like our friends down the row over there, but we say turn down the TV sound and turn us up. Harriet Selby area here again. Third time in 4 years they're in a title game, still looking for the first win. Lost to Coleman Egan. That was that great run they had when these seniors were freshmen in 2019. Lost last year in 9A to Howard. Harriet Pollock had a title game years ago, lost that. Selby area had a title game years ago and lost that. So Harriet Selby area tries for a first day. Hitchcock Tulare does have a couple of state championships in their history.
Should be a great game tonight as they are announcing the game officials now. We will go ahead, step away, take 2 minutes, right back with kickoff here on KMLO.
The Super Stop in Harriet is your one-stop shop for gas, diesel, and a whole lot more. Dennis, Wendy, and the gang at the Harriet Super Stop invite you to stop by when you're in the area. You're sure to love their delicious hot stuff pizza, fresh-baked caramel rolls, bars, and cookies. They also feature hot dogs, homemade soups and chili, cappuccino, fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast croissants, many convenience items, and a soft-serve ice cream machine. That's the Super Stop, North Highway 83, Harriet.
This is Casey Perman from Mobridge Livestock, a proud sponsor of this game. We appreciate all of our customers we're able to do business with throughout the year. We are proud to be able to sell some of the best cattle in the United States and are gracious to the cattlemen that raise them. We have regular sales every Thursday and special sales in season. For information, go to MobridgeLivestock.com. Call 1-800-658-3598. Good luck in tonight's game from the crew at Mobridge Livestock.
With premium seed knowledge and customized service, Seed Solutions of Roscoe and Leola are the solution to your seed needs. Now is the time to take advantage of 0% financing options at Seed Solutions. Order Legend Sunflower Seeds, Raycorn, and Soybean Seeds. Call the guys to learn about the early order programs going on now. In Roscoe, call Joel Heilman at 281-1000 or Gary Ulmer at 228-1756. Seed Solutions for all your seed needs.
Montana Dakota Utilities' slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable electric and natural gas service. MDU and its dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live. Just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Harriet Sporting Center invites you to get outside this fall. Whether you want to round up cattle, run the trails, or just taking a ride, they have the Polaris ATVs you need on hand. If you're looking for a Polaris Ranger, put in your order now to get exactly what you want. Need repairs? Their knowledgeable staff can get your ATV, snowmobile, or side-by-side back to tip-top shape. Check out their inventory at HarrietSportingCTR.com or call 605-437-2782.
Amarakiapi. Hello, relatives. My name is Tasha Peltier, a citizen of the Standing Rock Nation. As a public health professional, I know that convenience and choice are two huge factors in a person's ability to address their own health needs. Many of the health disparities that we see within tribal populations stem from a lack of access to adequate healthcare services. Through recent changes brought forth by the American Rescue Plan, members of federally recognized tribes may be eligible for free health insurance, including dental and vision insurance opportunities for children. This means you have the ability to choose where and who you receive healthcare services from. I'm encouraging you to check out the Key Insurance Facebook page to see if you may be eligible for this awesome opportunity.
Are you an enrolled member of a federally recognized tribe? You may be eligible for free health insurance with no out-of-pocket costs. This means freedom of choice of doctors, schedule appointments at your time, and feel safe knowing you have health insurance. Call us at Key Insurance in Mobridge at 845-3664 to find out more.
Welcome you back into playoff football here on KMLO, moments away from the state championship game. First, we'll go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM, KMLO, Lowry Mowbridge. Leave sooner, drive slower, live longer.
Both teams that come in undefeated. We could see history on the field at the Great Dakota Dome. We welcome you into the Jensen Rock Instant broadcast booth as both the teams, the captains, will head out to midfield, and we will see who will win the opening kick. David, the last two games, Harriet Selby has decided to receive the opening kickoff, and they've come out and scored right away on those opening drives, and it's led to them having big wins the last two playoff games.
In fact, only 17 seconds in last week when you and Dave were at Harriet again in the victory over Iwe Makonda that ended up being 62-30. It was Begeman going 65 yards on his way to another big night. So, I would imagine whoever wins this coin toss that's just about to happen is going to want the football. And I believe we're going to be able to hear referee Matt Heeb conduct this coin toss. So the teams are shaking hands. Well, again, you're going to be nervous. I mean, that's just the way it is. Both of these teams are very poised teams, but they're going to be ready for this. Let's hear from referee Matt Heeb.
Hitchcock Terrell, your visiting team, that you call. Terrell's is the call. It is Terrell's. Hitchcock Terrell, the CD was sent. Let's shake hands with it.
As we figured, Hitchcock Schlaer wants the football right away. So let's see if they grind it out.
And let's see if they use that big offensive line that they have. And I would almost expect, I think the only way that you can probably beat this Wolverine team is to keep your offense on the field and just methodically work down, take time off the clock, and make sure that you can get stops on defense.
I'm sure that Coach Solomon has stressed to his team, look, you know, we've had all these games of 58-0, 54-0, points in the 60s. It's not going to, it may happen with 50, like I said, 48-43 or something like that. Just don't expect it to be like this. You never know until they kick it off. But Hitchcock Tulare's knows HSA is the best team they've played. Harriet Salvieri knows Hitchcock Tulare is the best team they've played. 9 unbeaten teams of the 14 playing in the first of these 7 state championships. We have 2 of them right here. Casey, this ought to be fun.
And I think a lot of people think that this could be one of the better games besides, you know, also bring up the Govs and T area coming up on Saturday. But a lot of people think this could be one of the better games of the week.
Well, Warner and Gregory in 9A is going to be awfully good one tonight, too.
Hunter Friend is set to kick it away back deep to receive for the Patriots is a Landon a Puffer. The kick will go to the far back Upman to receive on that far end, and he will be brought down shortly after that as you hear a roar from over on the Harriet Selby side. The other returner for Hitchcock Tulare was number 3, Brendan Knoll. He will play a safety tonight.
Guess who made the open field tackle in coverage? Anybody? Anybody? Yeah, Brendan Begeman. So he is out there right away, and he says he likes to hit people as much as he likes to run the football.
The Wolverines on a defense. We'll have a 3-man or a 2-man front right now. Drop a 5 back with 2 safeties back there as they swing it out to Puffer. Puffer on the far side of the field, and he's not going to go anywhere after that. Great pursuit to start the game, and you can really tell the Wolverines are out here to make a statement.
Well, right in the middle of that play was Mason Vetter, and look, they are just, they realize that they're going to have to get out to the edge because that's where Hitchcock Tulare is going to try to take it. And again, they've had so much success doing that. But when Binger puts the ball in the air, we saw it during warm-up, he can really do that.
And he got it to Puffer. Puffer, 34 receptions, over 600 yards, 15 touchdowns so far. Brings up this 2nd and 8 as he's in shotgun. Puts a man in motion as they got 2 receivers to the far side of the field. Puffer on the jet sweep. Uses a stiff arm, but Mason Vetter tries to bring him down. But great pursuit by the Wolverines. Will bring up a 3rd and about medium here coming up for the Patriots.
Nathan Bradford finished it off. Yeah, Vetter thought that he had Landon Puffer, the senior. But Bradford, who is the leader on this team, 94 tackles, held him. He still could have had a pretty good game after Vetter missed that first play.
3rd and 5 coming up, a big 3rd down to start the game here. as Binger's in the shotgun, one running back in the backfield, two receivers split out to each side of the field as he drops back to pass. Now he's under pressure by Friend as he rolls out to the left. Now being chased by Gill, and he's got nowhere to go. Has to get rid of the football as he sends it deep. He's got Puffer open, and he's going to come down with the catch. A great play by the Patriots there to convert on third down.
Let me guess that I don't think that's how that play is drawn up. just guessing. I don't think so, but a great job, because it looked like Trevor Gill would have had Carter Binger back there. But Binger, we saw this in warm-up. He can throw the ball at least 35 yards in the air, and a terrific reception, too.
Patriots now in Wolverine territory as they go into the shotgun and the pistol set as they give it up to Salmon, and Salmon's not going to get much after that. A decent gain on a first down will bring up about second and seven.
And Begeman in on the hit. Of course, he comes from a cornerback spot. If they list Eric, Coach's son, of course, at 200 pounds, might be a little bigger than that, don't you think?
They all look big. I mean, I would assume T.J. Salmon, his son, too. He's a big tight end, number 18 they got on one of the ends of the line here. I mean, I think I was looking, stand 6'7" there for the Patriots, so big along the front as Binger goes in the shotgun. Salmon in the backfield, trips to the far side of the field as they motion him out here to the close. Binger drops back to pass. He's under pressure again, and he's got nowhere to go as Mason Vetter will get his ace sack on the season. Big play there by the Wolverines. Will now knock the Patriots back to midfield, and we got another third and long coming up here for Hitchcock Tulare.
Coverage helped make that happen because they were trying to sneak Eric Salmon wide on a post route on the right side, but Trey Hedick playing a corner was step by step with him, and that led to the sack.
Hedick had two big interceptions last week as Binger goes in the shotgun again. Patriots working left to right as they give it to a Puffer on a jet sweep, and he's got a decent gain here, and definitely now in four down territory that makes it more manageable here for the Patriots as they'll have about a fourth and seven coming up.
Well, big hole, and guess who they ran behind? The 279-pounder Jacob Mishlichis. That led him to that big hole. Still some work to do, but obviously maybe in about any part of the field, Hitchcock Tulare is going to say, let's use four downs.
Wolverine defense trying to pump up their side of the field. We got a great crowd on hand here for day number one of the South Dakota State Championship Games as Binger drops back to pass. He's going to go over the middle of the field, and that's going to be caught there as Begeman almost tried to rip it away, but it will be caught by number 40, Cole Schroeder, 163-pound senior. And it will convert there. Another first down on a big pass play here for the Patriots.
Caden Saylor, the linebacker, thought he was going to be able to knock that ball down, but Cole made a very nice catch, and Harriet Salvi area sees Harry Hitchcock Tulare moving the ball very nicely on this first drive.
Already 4 minutes gone here in the first quarter on this drive as Binger is in the shotgun. One receiver close as he will keep it on a quarterback. He will give it up to Riley Flea, as Flea will get a decent gain there on a first down and bring it up about a second and a long six, a short seven here for the Pirates, or the Patriots.
They don't use Flea a whole lot, but when they have, he's been successful. Just 22 carries this year, but 8 touchdowns and over 11 yards a carry. Another big guy.
Patriots working left to right on your radio dial tonight as Binger gets in the shotgun again, the pistol set. He's going to swing it out to Flea. Flea's going to be brought down. Great pursuit there on the tackle was Nathan Bradford, as to his impressive 94 tackles already on the season.
Now, Bradford's in that middle backer spot to what they call the quarterback in the defense. And again, they're trying to send these guys out wide that Hitchcock to air think, oh, let's send Flea out of one place, Salmon. No, Harriet Selvieri has read that both times they've tried to do that.
Third and four coming up for Hitchcock Tulare as Binger goes in the shotgun. And again, one receiver split out to the far side of the field, one on the close side. Salmon in the backfield as Binger will keep it on the quarterback. Keeper bounces it out to the outside, breaks the tackle, and it will be Begeman, I believe, on the far side of the field to bring him down. But that will be close to a first down, and they're going to give him the first down. So it will be first and goal coming up. Ball placed just inside the 10-yard line.
And don't forget, Binger can run the ball, too. 9 touchdowns. You have a line that blocks like that, you're going to have a lot of running threats And here, almost half the first quarter, Casey, Hitchcock-Hilaire has kept that Wolverine offense off the field.
And I think that's one thing that Coach Solomon was talking about. They want to keep the explosive Wolverines off the field as Binger's in the shotgun trips to our close side of the field as they pitch it out to Solomon. Solomon trying to break a tackle as he bounces it out to the outside. Will be brought down shortly after that. They're going to give him a gain of a couple in the side, just short of the 5-yard line, be placed right about, the 7 is where they place that. Ball will be placed at the 7 already, almost 5 minutes left here in the first quarter. We're seeing Hitchcock-Hilaire just methodically move down the drive, but it was aided by a couple big pass plays they had. Binger now back to the line of scrimmage as they got a bunch set here close to the line. Binger in the shotgun, one receiver split out to the far side of the field as Binger keeps on the quarterback keeper, and he's not going to have anywhere to go. Great pursuit by the Wolverines. Hunter Friend plugging up that hole along the defensive line.
McQuay there needed Hunter. And you talk about big guys for Hitchcock-Hilaire. Well, Hunter's as big as they get for the Wolverines, 6'4 and 248. He made a gain a foot, but it's 4-down territory again, 3rd down here.
3rd goal, 6 yards to reach Patriot here for the Patriots as they split 3 out to the far side of the field. TJ Solomon on the close side as Binger's in the shotgun. Solomon in the backfield, drops out the pass. He's going to swing it out on the far side of the field, breaking a tackle and walking into the end zone is Nicole Schroeder for the 6-yard touchdown. 4:37 left here in the first quarter, and they did. They took most of that first quarter off the clock here as they walk in with 4:37 to go.
7-minute and 23-second drive, and Schroeder was just elusive there. They had double coverage on him. But that swing play, which tends to work so well for most 9-man offenses, leads to the score the first time in a long time that Harriet Selby area has trailed.
Patriots will go for 2 as they bring it up to kind of a bunch set along the line. They're just going to direct snap it in the Wildcat to a flea, and he's not going to get the 2-point conversion. We'll go ahead, step away, 6-0. Hitchcock-Hilaire on top of the Wolverines. Back in 1 minute with more 9B football here on KMLO.
If you're looking for a local company to do your grain hauling, call Thorstenson Trucking in Selby. They pride themselves on being professional, on time, and having competitive rates. Thorstenson Trucking is also looking for drivers. They have both new and late model equipment running regional and local. Call Austin at 605-850-3852. Plus, drug and alcohol testing is available at a low cost of only $40 per test. Call Shane at 605-520-8600. Thorstenson Trucking, Selby, South Dakota.
Congratulations, Harriet Selby Wolverines, on a great season from all of us at Selby Medical Clinic and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. It takes a lot of hard work as a team to accomplish the goals that you set out to achieve. So we here at Selby Medical Clinic are here to get you from one win to the next. Good luck in the game from Clint Perman, physician assistant, and Dr. Emily Bowden at Selby Medical Clinic and our whole team at Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. Go Wolverines!
A 15-play drive, an 13-play drive, an 80-plus yard scoring drive leads to a 6-0 lead for Hitchcock-Hilaire.
7 minutes and 23 seconds, 9 on the ground, 4 in the air. Carter Binger, 4-4 during that opening drive for 56 yards, including the touchdown pass to Cole Schroeder. Harriet Selby area in an unfamiliar position, trailing. Now with the chance, and let's see if they try to hit something big when they have the ball first.
And it took them 15 seconds to score on their first drive last week as back deep to receive for the Wolverines is Gill. Along with Begeman, you'd think they're going to kick away from him. Oh, excuse me, it's not Begeman. It goes to the back man. Looks like Vetter on it. That's Hagee, and Hagee's going to bring it up to number 28 for Harriet Selby, and that is Hostin Hogg for the return, and it will be 1st and 10 coming up for the Wolverines. 4:32 to go here And let's see if they try to take some time off the clock. I mean, if your coach Randall, that first drive's got to concern you a little bit, but Harriet Selby did have some nice stops in that defensively on that first drive.
Yes, but had some missed tackles too. So, defense is not used to being on the field for 7 minutes at a time, but just where. How about the freshman getting a chance to return a kick?
Hedick in the gun, Begeman to his side as he drops back to pass, looking to go deep. He's got Zabel open on the far side of the field, and Zabel will get the first down and much more as they are well into Patriot territory. A big play there on first down is just what the doctor ordered for this Wolverine offense.
All the way to the 41-yard line of Hitchcock to Lair for 27. Could have been a lot more. Zabel did slip, but a good start for the Wolverines.
I think that's something that Coach Randall can work with. They only threw the ball 7 times last week. So Hitchcock to Lair might be leaning more on the run. They're going to look to open up with the pass on this drive. Hedick goes under center in the I formation as he has it on the option. He's got a big hole. Will get close to a first down as he's dragging people with him. Looks to be about a yard or a half a yard short. So a nice 9-yard gain there for Hedick on his first carry of the game.
Clayton Randall said it to you in the pregame. Yeah, they want to put 7 guys in the box and try to stop Beckham. And then we got a quarterback that's, by the way, pretty good. 27 touchdowns and only 3 interceptions and 140 pass attempts this year coming in.
That completes well over 60% of his passes. Second and one now for the Wolverines as they come into the shotgun. Begeman in the backfield. 2 receivers split out close to the line as the give is Hedick. Hedick's going to keep it on a quarterback on the read option, and he will have the first down and more. Harriet Selby moving the ball nicely, and we could see this big scoring game that we thought of if the Wolverines are able to score here quickly and get a stop.
3 plays, and Begeman hasn't touched the ball yet. It's coming, I would think.
Well, you think if you have a guy that's close to 3,000 yards on the season, over 6,000 on his career, give him the football. See if they give it to him here on first down. As Hedick's in the shotgun, Begeman behind him. 2 receivers close to the line of scrimmage, but in the backfield. As Hedick's going to keep it on the quarterback keeper again. Breaks a tackle in the backfield. He's going to get close to the line of scrimmage again, and he's going to gain a yard. I believe they'll give him a yard, but a great job by Hedick to keep his balance and break that tackle from TJ Salmon in the backfield.
And Riley Flea ended up making the stop. They spread the tackles all around in this defense. TJ leads him with 55 from an end spot. Not something you see all that often with an end leading in tackles, but that's the case for these Patriots.
2nd and 9 coming up for the Wolverines as they go into the I formation. Veteran Begeman in the backfield is able to split out to the far side of the field as Begeman gets his first carry, and it's not going to get much. But 4 down territory coming up as they're getting close to the 20 for the Wolverines.
And there was TJ Salmon with the first grab on Brendan Begeman and held him just a couple of yards. This first quarter is going by rather quickly.
Yeah, under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Darian Barker checking in for the Wolverines as Hedick brings the team to the line of scrimmage in the shotgun. Begeman to his right. 2 receivers split on the far side of the field as the Wolverines will work right to left along your radio dial. Barker close side. Hedick's going to go over the middle. It's on a slant route to Zabel. Zabel already with 2 catches. Hasn't come in with much. Only 6 catches, 90 yards on the season. And they're opening up the passing game for him.
And saw that they were in zone coverage that time. And found Zabel with plenty of space at the 11-yard line. 11 yards. Boy, that's a good read there by Trey Hedick.
And another thing that's good is that Harriet Selby can get another first down before they get into, as they're just at the 11, they can still get another first down here before they get into the end zone.
Wonder how long that zone coverage is going to keep up after that.
Hedick goes to the line of scrimmage in the I formation. Zabel split out to the far side of the field. Gill lined up close at the tight end spot. As Hedick's to keep it on. Oh, quarterback keeper. He's got a nice room to go. Runs over defender. He's going to get close to the goal line. Did he get in? Oh, they're going to say he fumbled. Are they going to call him down? The Hitchcock to Lair fans roared up, and they're going to get quickly to the line of scrimmage so they can't review this. See if they get the playoff. They're going to say Hedick was down. It brings up a first and goal on the Hitchcock to Lair 1 yard line. As the give is to Begeman, he's going to be stuffed. Begeman not going anywhere, and Hitchcock to Lair knew that Begeman was probably going to get the football there.
Jackson Maynard certainly did. He was in the front end. Riley Flea was in the back end and said, no, 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 you're not in. They gave him forward progress to the line of scrimmage. Now, the replay, remember, is very limited. They're not going to review as many things as they would at the next level.
Wolverines come to the line of scrimmage in the I formation. Zabel split out to the close side of the field as Hedick goes under center. Vetter and Begman in the backfield as the give is to Hedick, and he will keep it on a quarterback keeper and walk in for a one-yard touchdown, and we are knotted up at a six apiece as the Wolverines will go for two and try to take their first lead of the ball game with 21 seconds left here in the first quarter.
Hedick was the big catalyst on that drive for Harriet Selby area, completing both of his passes, but also rushing for 27 yards. And don't forget, I mean, we talk about Begeman all the time, but don't forget, this is as good a running quarterback as you're going to see in nine-man football.
Wolverines will go for two as they come into the I formations. They will split out to the close side of the field, the same formation they were just in. As Hedick keeps it on the option, pitches it out to Begman. Begman's got the edge, and he's going to walk in for a two-point conversion. Harriet Selby with the first lead of the ballgame, 8-6. 21 seconds to go here in the first quarter. We'll go ahead, step away, be back in 1 minute with more 9B football here on KMLO.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
It's game time, and Shorty's One Stop wishes the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that Wanda and the staff support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your game with hustle, and remember, it's teamwork that makes the dream work. Shorty's has your favorite candy bar, salty snacks, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours. We'll get you there. So save me a seat. And remember, Wolverines, stand tall, tuck small, and play ball. Good luck from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Harriet Selby area with their first lead of this state championship game, 8-6. And it was a nice, quick drive for the Wolverines after the Patriots took a bunch of time off the board.
They ran the ball a lot, as this team will do. 9 plays, 68 yards, taking 4 minutes and 16 seconds. Hedick with the touchdown run, and then Brendan Begeman, who touched it, did touch it 3 times, including the 2-point conversion run on that drive. But the 2 big passes from Hedick to Zabel, including the 27-yarder. And the scoreboard here only says 7-6. We know, and you know, it's 8-6.
Hunter Friend set to kick it away as his kick will go deep as it will be picked up by Noel. Noel's got some room to run. He's got a big hole. We'll be up close to the 50-yard line with 15 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Nice return there as his blockers set him up perfectly on the return by Noel.
Cole Zabel kept it in Hitchcock-Tulare's end of the field with the stop, or that could have been a long, long, long return and maybe 6 points.
We've seen both teams be able to move the ball effectively, and I think it's got to play with the turf. Everything speeds up when you're playing in a nice facility like this, especially on turf, the best field conditions both of these teams will play on all year long. 15 seconds left here in the first quarter as Binger's in the shotgun. The give is to Salmon up the middle as he breaks the tackle and falls forward. A nice gain there, bringing up about 2nd and 4. 7 seconds left, and they think they'll be content to swap sides as the Patriots are into a Wolverine territory, and that will do it for the first quarter. 8-6, Harriet Selby on top. We'll go ahead, step away, be right back with more 9B football here on KMLO.
Did you know Camwall Electric in Selby provides more than electricity? They also offer a full-service wiring crew, Marathon water heaters, and now you can manage your entire electric account 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by computer, tablet, or smartphone with the Smart Hub app. Easily check your electric usage, make payments, communicate directly with Camwall, and always look forward to new features on the horizon. Just download the Smart Hub app today. Camwall Electric, your Touchstone energy partner.
Farming demands well-built equipment. Kubota equipment that's proven for over a century. Tractors that are adaptable and versatile. Hay tools backed by a 2-year warranty. Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed, and productive SSV skid steers. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Get all of your Kubota products at Automotive Company of Isabel or Linsco Implement in Mobridge.
8-6, Harriet Selby on top as the Patriots are into Wolverine territory as we get set to start the second quarter. It was a great, fast-paced first quarter, even though that Hitchcock Clear had the ball for most of it as they come to the line of scrimmage off of the change of quarters as Binger will keep it on the quarterback keeper. I think we're going to get a false start at the line as the back judge threw his flag in, so could back him up 5 yards here and make this a second and longer.
Eric Salmon is the one who's called for the false start.
Well, and he got it. He got it on. He was the one that kept it, so a nice got a little go got going a little too fast there as he was might have saw a big hole that could have opened up.
85 yards for Hitchcock Tiller in the first quarter. Harriet Selby, area 68. We'll go over some other numbers in a bit.
Binger in the shotgun. Salmon in the backfield. Two receivers put out on each side of the field as they bring a flea in motion. The give is to Salmon. He will be tackled by a group of Wolverines. Looked like Trevor Gill in on the tackle. Wrapped him up around the legs, bringing up third down here, but still four down territory here for the Patriots.
Good first quarter for Hitchcock to air quarterback Carter Binger on that first drive. 4-4, 56 yards. Will Schroeder with two catches. Now, Brendan Begum hasn't done a lot on offense, but he does have five tackles. Yeah, that's good, but I don't think they want to see him keep making a lot of tackles.
Not especially from his cornerback spot. Third down, third and six coming up before the Patriots. They send him in motion. Binger keeps on the quarterback keeper, and he will be up past the first down. A nice gain for Binger inside the 40-yard line. They're going to mark it just at the 40. So another first down here for Hitchcock Jalaire. I think we're going to see a little bit of the same. Run the football and take most of the time off that clock.
And for both sides on defensively, Casey, the challenge is that they haven't seen all year. Guys on the other side that are awfully hard to bring down. This Hitchcock Jalaire team, we've seen that a lot already.
Binger comes to the line of scrimmage in the shotgun. One back in the backfield as they bring Puffer in motion. He goes across the line. As the give is on the reverse to T.J. Salmon, and Hedick's going to try to bring down the big boy, and he will. Minimal gain there for Salmon, as Hedick with a nice open field tackle knew he had to go low and wrapped him up around the legs.
He didn't want to go down. He still gained 3 yards out of it. The last two and a half were sideways, and it took everything for Trey Hedick to stop him.
Second and seven coming up for the Patriots as they come to the line of scrimmage in a stack formation. And now they're going to bring a Salmon in on the line of scrimmage. Binger in the shotgun. They bring Flea in motion across the line. The give is to Salmon up the middle. He's going to break a couple tackles, but not going to get out of the grasp of Nathan Bradford as he will get another tackle today. Bring up third and short here. Still four down territory for the Patriots. 2 minutes already off that second quarter clock. Vetter will check out of the ball game. Checking in for the Wolverines is number 55. That is Nathan Schumacher. Schumacher coming in at the nose tackle spot as Binger's in the shotgun. He's going to keep it on a quarterback power. Runs over a Wolverine defender. That's Cole Zabel, and he will have the first down to the 25-yard line. And the Patriots still working methodically down the drive. A lot of running on this drive.
Powers right as they go behind the right side of that line. And it was Cole Zabel that gets credited for the hit, but really took the hit more from Carter Binger, who had 179 pounds, but pretty well put together himself.
He brought the hammer down on that one. First and 10 coming up. Ball on the 25-yard line. Patriots spread it out now. Two receivers on each side of the field. Binger in the shotgun. Salmon hit the running back to his right as Binger drops back to pass. Sets up the screen for Salmon. He's got room to run. He's going to be drug out of bounds. They got a flag on the middle of the field. It was thrown right about where Salmon caught the football.
Yeah, I was going to say good protection, but it may have been too good by Jackson Maynard. He was the one in front of the play that gave Eric Salmon the room, but I think he's going to be the one that Matt Heave tells us gets caught. It was Riley Flea who they called. I think they could have called it on either one of them anyway. The play is negated.
And it sets them behind the chains. And I know this is in a state championship game, you don't want to be behind the sticks. You want to stay on time, stay ahead of the sticks. And it, most coaches don't have a play for first and 17.
But remember, Binger can really put the ball in the air, too.
Binger in the shotgun. Two receivers close to the side of the field as they give it to Flea. Flea's going to have the edge as Hedick's going to make a nice tackle, but he's going to break out of it. Hedick was talking to the refs, thinking that he got pulled down by the face mask or something. So, no call on the field. Getting back close to the original line of scrimmage.
Still fell forward for 4 yards. Again, these guys are very, very, very difficult to tackle as the Wolverines are finding out a lot of plays.
Three receivers stacked to the close side of the field as the Patriots work right to left. Wrong your radar dial. They pitch it out to Eric Solomon. And he takes the helmet off of Hedick. Hedick's going to have to come out of the game. After that, is Solomon just laid the hit, and Hedick's helmet came off his head.
My goodness. He's going to have to be replaced here by Cole Zabel. You know, he does have to come out for one play, but another good 5-yard gain. And again, it's Cotillere again taking some time off the clock. We're down to 8 minutes to go in the first half with Harriet Selby leading 8-6. And they're inside the chains now.
Third and about 9 coming up. We're going to get a timeout on the far side of the field by the Wolverines. This timeout brought to you by Agtegra. Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Go ahead, step away, take 1 minute, right back with more football here on KMLO.
The best seat in the house is where you are right now for this game. In the stands, where you can feel the intense competition every play. In the car, between here and there, listening to all the action or watching it on DRGnews.com. Get comfy because it isn't over yet. Von Wall Law Office proudly sponsors this broadcast and proudly supports the Wolverines. Good luck from John and Lisa Von Wall and Patty Giese, Secretary of Von Wall Law Office, LLC, in Selby.
You made it to the Dome! Congratulations, Wolverines! At the Sportsman Bar and Grill in Akaska, they couldn't be more proud of you, and they wish you success in whatever you do. If you haven't tried the Sportsman's, you're missing out. They have great daily specials, steak, seafood, chicken, and so much more. They also have breakfast buffets. To see what you're missing, check them out on Facebook at Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Good luck in the Dome from your cheering section at the Sportsman Bar and Grill in Akaska.
Harriet Selby clinging on to an 8-7 lead here. 8 minutes to go in the first half as the Patriots come to the line of scrimmage out of the timeout. Binger in the shotgun, trips to the far side of the field as Solomon's in the backfield. They're going to swing it out to T.J. Solomon. He's got a room to run, and it's going to be hard to bring down, and he's going to get a first down on 3rd and 9. This seems like the first team that will make a stop in this game might win the football game as Harriet Selby is able to strike quick, but it's the Hitchcock-Jalaire Patriots taking the balls nice and slow down the field.
And are now 6 of 7 on 3rd down so far in this game. And they've converted the 1 4th down they've had. Big reason they've now had the ball over 11 minutes.
1st and 10 coming up as Binger's in the shotgun. The give is to Eric Solomon in a nice open field tackle by Tisdall there as he will bring him down just for a short gain. A gain of 1 yard will bring up 2nd and 9. For the Patriots.
Good diving play by Colin to stop him there because he'd already been passed.
Just about 7 minutes left here into the first half as Binger's in the shotgun. Eric Solomon to his right. Two receivers split out on each side of the field. Solomon drops back to pass as he looks left. He's going to go to the back pylon. He's got a man open and a nice catch there by number 4, Landon Puffer. Oh, they're going to call it incomplete. It was hard to see that back corner, but it was a nice throw by Binger. He put it right on the numbers, and Puffer just dropped it.
Where Landon Puffer dropped it was just out of our view. He stretched out for it. Binger gave him a very good football, but we're taking a look at the video board and
that's awfully close.
Ooh, my goodness, they may look at this.
That is awfully close.
They're saying the ball came out of his hand or
it did, or it touched the ground. On the replay, it didn't look like it came out of his hands.
I don't think so either.
Let's see if they take a look at it. It looks like Coach Tom Solomon's going to ask him to. He's talking to the far official over there. And the play is under review. What we both saw made it look like a touchdown, but you know they might have a better angle than what we saw up there on the board.
Well, they're going by what our friends at South Dakota Public Broadcasting have, and they have a camera right on it. In fact, let's complete our law on the field brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, because Jerry Beers is the replay official. Remember, replay is utilized at the state championships, and they're going to take a look at this right now, and just want to make sure they want to get this right in a championship game. Now, the question's going to be, was he in bounds? Was it a completion of the catch? You know, all the things they talk about at the top level of football. Was it a football play? Was it a completed catch?
Well, they're going to say it stands, but hear a bunch of boos from the Hitchcock-Tulare sideline. And I think they have something to boo about, but as you said, you weren't able to tell if he was in bounds or not, if he was still juggling the football.
And that's why Matt Heap said it stands rather than it's confirmed, because you're not going to be able to tell. They're only going to get the one look from the angle that South Dakota Public Broadcasting had. Well, you can imagine they may take another shot here on third down.
Still four down territory. They can still get a first down, too, as well as they are inside the 15-yard line. We're going to back them up 5 yards. Might have been another false start. And it will be a false start again on Eric Solomon, his second of this drive. And it looked like it was going to be a pitch play to him. Just got going a little early. And he's now going to set him back behind the sticks here on third and long.
Anxiousness is still going to be there, even though it's midway through the second quarter. This is not the normal playing environment, and it is a state championship game.
Third and about 13 coming up here for the Patriots as Binger's in the shotgun. He's going to drop back to pass, looks over the middle of the field, and he's going to have a man wide open for a touchdown on the reception as Riley Flea. But we're going to get a flag in the end zone to see if it was after the play. The officials will go and talk. Did you see anything on the play, David?
It was Brendan Begeman pushing over Landon Puffert. So this is going to be added on to the kickoff, I'm pretty sure. They're going to talk to T.J. Solomon emphatic about it. So that's what I think this is going to be. Yeah, it was in frustration. He pushed over Landon Puffer, so that's going to move the kickoff up 15 yards.
And if you are the Wolverines, you don't play down much, so you've got to be frustrated so far into this game. Two-point conversion coming up as they snap it to a Flea. Flea is going to be close to the end zone, and they're going to say he did not get in. 0-for-2 on two-point conversions are the Hitchcock-Tulare Patriots, but they do lead 12-8 here. About 6 minutes left in this first half. We'll go ahead, step away, take a break. Right back with more football here on KMLO.
When it's time to move your livestock, see the crew at Bradner Brothers Trucking in Harriet. You can count on the Bradner Brothers Trucking team to get your livestock to their destination safely and on time. Whether they're short or long distance hauls, and the loads are big or small, Bradner Brothers Trucking is ready to go to work for you. Just call Bradner Brothers Trucking of Harriet, South Dakota, 437-2384. That's 437-2384.
The Superstop in Harriet is your one-stop shop for gas, diesel, and a whole lot more. Dennis, Wendy, and the gang at the Harriet Superstop invite you to stop by when you're in the area. You're sure to love their delicious hot stuff pizza, fresh-baked caramel rolls, bars, and cookies. They also feature hot dogs, homemade soups and chili, cappuccino, fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast croissants, many convenience items, and a soft-serve ice cream machine. That's the Superstop, North Highway 83, Harriet.
Hitchcock-Tulare takes a 12-8 lead here in the second quarter. 6:49 to go as both teams are still out on the field as Hitchcock Tulare will now come.
We've had three possessions in this game. All scoring drives, of course. That one, 12 plays, 52 yards for Hitchcock Tulare in 5 minutes and 32 seconds, and it ends with a 17-yard touchdown pass from Carter Binger to Riley Fleet. Binger continuing to throw the ball well, 7 of 8, 86 yards. And remember now, Hitchcock Tulare kicks off from the Harriet Selby area, 45, because of the dead ball personal foul penalty on Brendan Begeman.
To kick for the Patriots as Landon Puffer back deep to receive is Trey Heddick and Gill. They're going to have both quarterbacks back there, and they're going to rule it a touchback back deep to receive on the that received the kick was Wade Grage, as it will be a touchback, and the Wolverines will get the ball to start their second possession of the game so far. They have one possession in the first, one here in the second.
Hitchcock Tulare has run 26 plays from scrimmage. Harriet Selby area, 9 plays. That's all they've had nearly midway through the second quarter.
And those two missed two-point conversions could come back to bite the Patriots. They could be up. You know, you had two more points on that. It could be a lot bigger lead than it is now. 12-8 as Harriet Selby will give the ball to Begeman. Begeman's going to run it up the middle. It's not going to have much to go. We haven't seen a team stop Begeman so far today. That's only his second or third carry on the day, and he hasn't done much, as that's a short gain of about 2.
Third carry for him, and big Jacob Mishlichus was among those there to say, no, you're not going anywhere. Just a couple of yards, but, yeah, that's 5 yards on 3 carries for Brendan. Not Brendan-like numbers, at least not yet.
And they haven't been able to get much up the middle. Let's see if they open up on the outside and try to get him going on the corners, or they lose the screen game. His head comes into the shotgun. You're going to keep it on the quarterback. Option breaks the tackle, but it's going to be brought down shortly after that, bringing up third and long for the Wolverines.
Oh, that's Jackson Maynard with a very good play there. Just as Trey Heddick turned the corner, Maynard was able to stop him.
12-8, your score. Hitchcock Tulare on top of the Harriet Selby Wolverines. Both teams come in 11-0, and the game has so far lived up to the hype and the matchup. I think most people thought going on early in the season that these two teams could be meeting here at the Dakota Dome today. We have a 3rd and 7 coming up before the Wolverines. And this could be a big stop for the Patriots. If you get it, you get the ball back. Already up a score. Heddick drops back to pass. He's going to look and find Zabel. Zabel already with his third catch of the game. Uses a nice spin move. He's got it out close to midfield. He's going to get past the 50-yard line into Patriot territory. A nice catch there by Cole Zabel. Gets him into enemy territory.
Good check down. Zabel had the room on the right side. Begeman, they have sent down the middle. He was covered. Trevor Gill was covered. But, hey, Trey Heddick knows what's going on back there. The last option was Zabel, and he found him for a big game, 28 yards.
Ball on the Patriot 49-yard line as Heddick comes to the huddle. We don't see much traditional huddles anymore. He brings the play in. Randall on the far side of the field coaching him up as Heddick comes to the shot. It comes to the line of scrimmage in the I formation. Veteran Begeman in the backfield. And we are going to get a timeout on the field by...
Second one by the Wolverines.
And I wonder if they saw something that they didn't like, as we'll keep it here in this timeout. This timeout brought to you by Actegra. Acres Head can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. 5:13 left here, David. 12-8, but a big pass that we just saw from Cole Zabel. And Cole Zabel has really stepped up today. He's been Heddick's best man. He's got 3 catches, only came in to today with 6 on the season. And he's already almost up to that so far here in the first half.
66 yards on those 3 catches. And again, Zabel was able to find space on that play a moment ago where they were able to go into Harriet Selby area territory. But again, the Wolverines have got to be thinking, let's kind of reset things here a little bit and see if we can move the football. But then again, hard to move the football when you don't have it. Hitchcock Tulare moving the ball well. You know, Timberlake gave HSA a little bit of trouble in the first game of the year. That was 30-14. Harriet Selby area really hasn't been tested since until today.
12-8, your score. Hitchcock Tulare on top of Harriet Selby as both teams come out of the timeout. Hedick goes under center in the I formation. Two backs in the backfield. The give is to Begeman. Line with a nice push, and he'll get about a four-yard gain on that. Not much up the middle today for the Wolverines. Do you think they might have to start bouncing some stuff outside? I think that's when Begeman's at his best, is when he's on the edges.
You could be right there. Eric Salmon was there waiting for Begeman, but you may have hit on something there. We'll see if Harriet Selby area tries that running the ball.
Second in a long, a seven coming up as the give is to Begeman again. Rolls over his own defender, bringing a bunch of Hitchcock Tulare defenders with him, and that'll be a first down for Brendan Begeman. His best run of the night, and the line got a great push off the ball.
There's the Brendan Begeman we've seen for 3 years. Finally, Mason Bonham, the linebacker, but he was hanging on to his ankles.
Confusion on the Wolverine side as the running guys in and out as Hedick calling out the play at the line of scrimmage. 4:20 left here in the first half as Hedick keeps on a quarterback keeper, and he's going to not have anything after that. Got back to the line of scrimmage, maybe lost a half yard on the play as TJ Salmon with the tackle.
Yeah, very good play, but yeah, you're right. HSA was trying to speed it up a little bit there, and Hitchcock Tulare just barely got the right personnel on the field on time to give you a little more leeway anymore, of course, to get the right people out there. But, yeah, Harriet Selby, even though they haven't had the ball much, they might want to speed it up like that to try to throw the Patriots off.
Second and 10 coming up for down territory for the Wolverines. They will split out to the close side of the field as they come in the I formation. They give this to Begeman again up the middle. And he is going to get a decent gain here to bring up a third in about four. Excuse me, not four. Third and about six here coming up for Harriet Selby.
But it's Eric Salmon on him again. He's seeing Salmon a lot so far today, the middle backer for this team. And again, Begeman with six carries, but just 22 yards. Again, still a lot more needed for that record.
Third and seven coming up for the Wolverines. Like we said, four down territory as they have it just outside the Patriot 30-yard line. The give is to Begeman again, and he's going to get it right to the 30. Brings up a fourth and about five, but still manageable here for the Wolverines.
But Maynard on his ankles, and TJ Salmon finished the play off. Again, this isn't, Begeman's not used to a whole lot of this. He's used to breaking big plays. Well,
a big fourth down here for the Patriots. 2:36 left here in the first half. Wolverines come to the line of scrimmage. Hedick in the shotgun. Vedder up on the line at the tight end. Two receivers split out the close side of the field. One to the far. As Hedick swings out, Begeman, he's got back to pass. Looks deep. He's got Zabel open. And it's going to be knocked away. No flag on the field as it was just underthrown. He had Zabel open as he beat his man, but it was just underthrown by Hedick there, something we don't see too much.
Well, Eric Salmon had been beaten by set. The protection was really good for Trey Hedick right there. But the ball a little bit wide, and a big, big stop there for Hitchcock Tulare to give them the football back. And you know, and especially with Harriet Selby area have only one timeout, even if Hitchcock Tulare doesn't score, they want to run out this last 2:17. You know it.
Wolverines will receive the second half kickoff as Binger's in the shotgun. Three receivers split out to the far side of the field as he drops back pass. They're going to take a shot. He's got Flea open, wide open, middle of the field, and he will be up into Wolverine territory. Bradford on the tackle for Harriet Selby. And they had, you were seeing the Wolverines. They haven't been tested like this so far this year. You can really give this first half to a great play calling by head coach Tom Salmon.
Yes, sir. Open it up. Now they can think about points still with 2 minutes left. And Hitchcock Tulare has all their timeouts still.
Binger in the shotgun. Eric Salmon in the backfield as they give to him. He bounces it out to the outside. Breaks the tackle. He's going to be shortly brought down after that by a Begeman. Close to the first down. About 3 yards short. I'm going to say 4 yards short.
Let's be honest. Hitchcock Tulare is doing the job with those big guys up front. They're pushing Harriet Selby area around like the Wolverines have not been pushed around That's why these plays are working for the Patriots.
Patriots are definitely the bigger team here in today's game as Binger's in the shotgun. He's going to keep it on the quarterback power. Runs right up the middle, right past his line. He's going to break away. Breaks another tackle, and it's going to be brought down on the backside by Darian Barker. And it will be a first down just outside the 10-yard line here for the Patriots.
To the 13, a 27-yard run. I'm sure Carter Binger said could have been 40. It was saved there indeed at the very, very end by Barker. But what a job Hitchcock Tulare is doing.
1 minute to go here in the first half. Hitchcock Tulare looking to take a Tua touchdown lead. And we're going to get their last timeout by Harry Selby.
Wow.
Harry Selby taking their last timeout. 57 seconds left here in the first half. This timeout brought to you by Agtegra. Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today.
There's going to be some regrouping having to be done by Harry Selby. Even if Hitchcock Tulare can't put the ball in the end zone here, there's some going to be a regrouping have to be done. And you have said that the effective play is to get the ball to Cole Zabel. But at some point, Brendan Begum is going to have to start to getting the yards he normally can, if possible, or maybe continue to have Trey Hedick running the ball, too. There's not been a lot of that there so far for HSA.
With how big of a striking offense that Harriet Selby is, if you're Hitchcock Tulare, you definitely want a two-score lead going into halftime.
And they have the chance for it, 13 yards, and again, still with all their timeouts and 57 seconds to go.
First and 10 here for the Wolverines, for the Patriots as Binger's in the shotgun. So he's going to keep it on the quarterback power again. Runs it right up the middle. He's brought down by a group of Harriet Selby defenders. But a decent gain there on first down. Will bring up second and 5 for the Patriots. 45 seconds left here in the first half. And they're going to try to maybe slow things down a little bit. Figured they speed things up with time coming off, or at least take a timeout.
I thought they'd use one there, yeah.
Now 30 seconds left here in the first half. As Binger gives it to Solomon, Solomon's going to have nowhere to go as he will be brought down for a short gain, and we're going to get a timeout on the field, I believe, now. That will be Hitchcock Tulare's first timeout of the half. Timeout brought to you by Agtegra. Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential. Straight from the start, contact your local Agtegra cooperative. Today we'll go ahead and take the timeout with them. Right back in 1 minute with more football here on KMLO.
With premium seed knowledge and customized service, Seed Solutions of Roscoe and Leola are the solution to your seed needs. Now is the time to take advantage of 0% financing options at Seed Solutions. Order Legend Sunflower Seeds, Raycorn, and Soybean Seeds. Call the guys to learn about the early order programs going on now. In Roscoe, call Joel Heilman at 281-1000 or Gary Ulmer at 228-1756. Seed Solutions for all your seed needs. Harriet Sporting Center invites you to get outside this fall. Whether you want to round up cattle, run the trails, or just taking a ride, they have the Polaris ATVs you need on hand. If you're looking for a Polaris Ranger, put in your order now to get exactly what you want. Need repairs? Their knowledgeable staff can get your ATV, snowmobile, or side-by-side back to tip-top shape. Check out their inventory at HarrietSportingCTR.com or call 605-437-2782.
12-8, your score. Hitchcock Tulare on top of the Harriet Selby Wolverines, and they're working on an injured player down there, and it looks like it is Mason Vetter, as both teams are still waiting to come back out of the timeout again. 24 seconds left here in the first half, and David, it's been all Hitchcock Tulare as they've had most of the time of possession. They've ran more plays. They've got more yards, and they're doing a great job of keeping the Wolverine offense off the field.
Nearly 15 minutes, in fact, in time of possession in this first half. And they're not too far from doubling the yardage. By the way, Mason Vetter is up and now walking off the field. And looks like he'll be okay, relatively speaking. I think everybody plays a little bit hurt in November. But, yeah, and Hitchcock Tulare, things are still in their favor here. 8 yards away, still a couple of timeouts, and still 24 seconds. They can do about anything they want in their playbook in this play.
Third and 5 coming up for the Patriots as Binger's in the shot. Gonna stack set here to the left. is he's going to keep it and bounce it out to the outside, breaks the tackle, he's going to follow his blockers, but will stay in bounds with 15 seconds left here. And we're going to get another timeout by Hitchcock to Lair, I believe. Still one more timeout for the Patriots. 14 seconds left here as it's going to be bringing up fourth and one, a big fourth down for the Wolverines. We'll go ahead real quick, pause 10 seconds for station identification here on KMLO.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM, KMLO, Lowry Mobridge. Leave sooner, drive slower, live longer.
14 seconds left as it brings up a big fourth and one. If you're Harriet Selby, you want to sell out and stop this here on fourth and one to make it a one-score game, potentially going into the locker room at halftime.
Maybe the biggest defensive play of the year for this Wolverine team right here. Yeah, the line, the gain is, looks like just about exactly the three. And at the end zone to our left here at the Dakota Dome, they're on exactly the four-yard line. But again, a lot of options here for Hitchcock Tulare. They can go pretty deep into their playbook again if they want.
14 seconds left as both teams come out after the timeout. Binger in the shotgun. He's going to keep it on the quarterback. Power, excuse me, going to give it to Flea, and Flea is going to get close into the end zone, and he will get in for a touchdown, making it two scores now for the Patriots. 18-8, a 10-point lead for Hitchcock Tulare here in the championship game.
Well, again, here's Flea with just his 25th carry of the year, but his ninth touchdown. And he's a big one at 191. He's just run over the guy in front of you, and that's what Hitchcock Tulare has been doing all game long.
Patriots will go 4-2 as the give is to Binger. He's going to drop back to pass, try to find a man open, flips it out to Puffer. They're going to say Puffer got in for the first two-point conversion of the day for the Patriots. 22-8, Harriet Selby down here in a big one. We'll go ahead, step away, take a minute break, right back with more football here on KMLO.
At the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, our team is dedicated to the traditions of service. We offer a wide array of products to accommodate all your financial needs, including checking and savings accounts, CDs, IRAs, loans, debit cards, credit cards, a 24-hour ATM, and online banking. Make sure to check out our special notices in your monthly bank statements. We are the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, member FDIC. Proud to serve you and proud to support the Wolverines.
With low margins, cutting costs is the key to profitability. Saturday, March 4th, Lazy TV Ranch will be selling Angus and Belancer bulls. Bulls are efficiency tested, affordably priced, and easy to handle. Bred for rancher profitability, these bulls will fire more fertility, better feed conversion, and better longevity. Be in the seats on March 4th, 2023 at the Ranch West of Selby. They offer free keep and volume discounts and a complete satisfaction guarantee. Check out their website, BelancerBulls.com, or follow them on Facebook.
20-8, Hitchcock Tulare on top as a Puffer will set the kick for the Patriots. And we're not used to seeing the Wolverines down by much, but potentially going to be down two scores going into the locker room with 10 seconds left as Puffer's kick is underway. It's going to be a short one picked up by Gill. Gill is just going to fall on it. And nine seconds, no timeouts. Harriet Selby is going to get the ball to start the second half. Almost expect him to knee it here and just go into the locker room.
Let's see if they do that. Hitchcock Tulare goes 70 yards after HSA couldn't convert on fourth down. Seven plays, 2 minutes and 7 seconds. And it ends, of course, with a four-yard Riley Flea touchdown run and then the two-point conversion. And Harriet Selby area is going to find themselves down and needing a big second half rally. Yeah, I'm curious to see what they'll do here. Yeah, you're at your own 24 here, Casey. It's a chance to take. The last thing you want is an interception and a run back. But, hey, they're spreading it out. Look at this.
Hedick in the shotgun. He's going to motion Begeman out. Hedick drops back to pass. Only a three-man rush. He's going to get pressured by Salmon. Now looking to make a man miss. We're going to have a flag thrown down as Hedick's getting close. He's going to let it go deep. He's got a man open. It's Gill. Gill caught it, but he's going to be tackled shortly after that. There are like three flags down on the field. It was really close. Hedick might have been past the line of scrimmage here, but this should take us to halftime. It should take us to halftime even with the clock running out if it's an on-time down.
Well, Matt Heave's got a lot to talk about before he tells us what's what. Now he's going to go over and talk with Hitchcock to air coach T.J. Salmon, and then he will tell us this. Ooh. So the half can end on a defensive penalty, but no defensive penalties there. And KC, some work to do for Harriet Selby area.
Harriet Selby goes into the locker room down 22-8, but they will receive the second half kickoff. We'll go ahead, step away, take 3 minutes, right back with the halftime report here on KMLO.
Twice a year, you owe it to yourself to get a checkup because you were only given one set of teeth to work with. After that, it's too late to say, I should have cared for them better. McQuillan Swanson Dental will help you get the most from your teeth and gums. So for everything from a simple checkup to a wide variety of services, trust McQuillan Swanson Dental. McQuillan Swanson Dental of Mulbridge. Healthy smiles for life.
Farming and ranching is the backbone of our local economy, and like any business, it comes with risk. Federal crop insurance products were developed and continue to evolve to help farmers and ranchers manage weather risks. Marinville Insurance has been delivering the federal crop insurance programs as well as company-specific products since they became available. Let us help you wade through the options and make good decisions on products that make sense for your operation. Stop by our local office, visit our website at marinville.com, or call us to set up a visit. Marinville Insurance is a proud sponsor of area athletics.
Harriet Livestock is the home of the Friday Sale. Active sales every Friday with numerous special sales held throughout the year. For upcoming sales and more information about Harriet Livestock, visit harrietlivestock.com. For livestock appraisal, just call 605-437-2265. Like and follow Harriet Livestock on Facebook for up-to-the-minute market reports and news. Good luck, Wolverine students and athletes, from everyone at Harriet Livestock Market.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
You guys ready for the game?
All right. Well, management told me they weren't paying me for pep talks, so I'm going to stop now.
You know that place between saving money and sacrificing quality?
We are so there.
What's the point of saving money if you get lousy results, especially when it comes to car insurance? State Farm can give you the right amount of coverage, plus with discounts up to 40%. You'll like how much you can save. State Farm is there.
See State Farm agent Doug Heil in Mulbridge or call 845-3603.
Discounts may vary 5 to 40% state to state.
Yeah!
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mixed concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
22-8, Harriet Selby down here as both teams are in the locker room. Casey Miners, David Burrell with you as we bring you into the Jensen Rock and Sand broadcast booth. And David, it's been a lot of the Patriots on offense as they've just looked better than AHA so far.
And they've run 14 more plays than Harriet Selby area, Casey. 222 yards to 165 is how it looks in the half. Three more first downs, 10-7. But they're just playing very efficient football. Carter Binger not only rushing 49 yards on 8 carries, but he is 8 of 9 passing for 109 yards. And again, you talk about players that haven't received the ball very much. Cole Zabel not catching many passes. Well, Riley Flea, which he hadn't caught a whole lot for Hitchcock Tulare, where he has 3 catches, 42 yards and a touchdown. Will Schroeder with a touchdown as well for the Patriots. Harriet Selby area held to just 165 yards of offense in the first half. Trey Haddock was 4 out of 5, 113 yards. Zabel with 3 catches for 66. Trevo Gill to 1 big play for 47 near the end of the half. But here's what Harriet Selby area is not used to, running the ball. Trey Haddock, 7 carries, 28 yards. He has the Wolverines touchdown. Brendan Begeman, only 24 yards on 7 carries in the first half. The young man who is averaging over 253 yards a game is still over 160 from the 9-man rushing record. But the room just hasn't been there for him, and not at all in this first half because of Hitchcock. Well, one, they're keying on him, but certainly the holes have not been there. And Harriet Selby area, frankly, and this is not a knock on them. It's a credit to Hitchcock. They're being pushed around on both sides of the football.
Hey, and you can really see the size differential by both teams along the line. And I think it's getting into the Harriet Selby head. Like, they haven't been down. Maybe not all year long so far. And they find themselves now down 2 scores here at the halftime, 20-8. And I mentioned it in the first half, is that they're not seeming to get everything going over the middle or up across the, going between the tackles. What they've hit on big plays so far is on the outside of the numbers. So maybe that's how you get Begeman going, is getting him on those sweeps, on those zone runs to the outside and throwing it outside the numbers to open up the field more, because they're playing on great field conditions. If you can get out and get in one-on-one situations.
Yeah, the weather is not a problem in here today. It would be if we were outside, because it is chilly and windy here. Nothing like you are having back at home. Please be very careful today. But I think your point is spot on. Get the ball to the edge, because Harriet, the Selby area, it may work there. Hitchcock Tulare would rather not have to go out to the edge, I'm sure, and try to make plays out there. They're certainly capable of doing it. But you stretch out a defense more and more, maybe you have those sorts of opportunities. But you know, you're correct. Going between the tackles just isn't working, at least not so far.
And I think it helps more because Hitchcock Tulare, we've seen so far, they're content to run the clock down. And if you're Harriet Selby, if you want to get back in this game, you got to hit on big plays. And you can't do that right now, running between the tackles and going over the middle of the field.
Well, here's the number that illustrates that point. Hitchcock Tulare with 15 minutes and 2 seconds of possession in the first half. Harriet Selby area, and not the time to possession is a huge deal for them anyway, but they only had it 8:58, and they only had the ball twice. First drive was the scoring drive. The second drive was where they had it down to the Hitchcock Tulare 30, couldn't make it on fourth down. That led to the third touchdown right before the end of the half. So, yeah, you know, Harriet Selby area, they're not going to care about how much time they have it. They just care about having it, and they should to start the second half.
And they will receive the second half. And one thing I found interesting, too, is that Begeman, typically he's their punt returner and kick returner, hasn't been back on kick returns. Is that something that, you know, Coach Randall wants to go to here to start the second half? Because you need your big players to get an open space, and there's no more open space on a kickoff and a punt return.
Yeah, they had Houston Haug out there to return one kick. They had Trevor Gill out there to return, or at least an up man on one kick. He was the one that had to fall on it on one kick. So yeah, that's curious. But obviously, if Landon Puffer sees Begeman out there, he's saying, "What, are you kidding? I know about him. I'm not going to kick to him." Although it could be one of those plays where Begeman could try to steal the run up on it. He's got to have the ball more. That's just the way it's got to be for Harriet Selby area in the second half.
Well, we will go ahead, step away, take 3 minutes, right back with more of the post game, but pregame. Yeah, halftime report. Excuse me. I'll name the other ones here on KMLO.
Congratulations to the Harriet Selby Wolverines football team from the team at Walworth County Care Center in Selby. If you're looking to join a winning team, look no further than the Walworth County Care Center. They offer retirement, health and life insurance, paid vacation, pickup shift incentives, and more. They have full-time and part-time positions, RNs, LPNs, CMAs, and CNA positions. They will also train and test on-site for CMAs and CNAs. To apply or for more information, call 605-649-7663 or visit their Facebook page.
This is Casey Perman from Mobridge Livestock, a proud sponsor of this game. We appreciate all of our customers we're able to do business with throughout the year. We are proud to be able to sell some of the best cattle in the United States and are gracious to the cattlemen that raise them. We have regular sales every Thursday and special sales in season. For information, go to MobridgeLivestock.com. Call 1-800-658-3598. Good luck in tonight's game from the crew at Mobridge Livestock.
Amaraki Api. Hello, relatives. My name is Tasha Peltier, a citizen of the Standing Rock Nation. As a public health professional, I know that convenience and choice are two huge factors in a person's ability to address their own health needs. Many of the health disparities that we see within tribal populations stem from a lack of access to adequate healthcare services. Through recent changes brought forth by the American Rescue Plan, members of federally recognized tribes may be eligible for free health insurance, including dental and vision insurance opportunities for children. This means you have the ability to choose where and who you receive healthcare services from. I'm encouraging you to check out the Key Insurance Facebook page to see if you may be eligible for this awesome opportunity.
Are you an enrolled member of a federally recognized tribe? You may be eligible for free health insurance with no out-of-pocket costs. This means freedom of choice of doctors, schedule appointments at your time, and feel safe knowing you have health insurance. Call us at Key Insurance in Mobridge at 845-3664 to find out more.
If you're looking for a local company to do your grain hauling, call Thorstenson Trucking in Selby. They pride themselves on being professional, on time, and having competitive rates. Thorstenson Trucking is also looking for drivers. They have both new and late model equipment running regional and local. Call Austin at 605-850-3852. Plus, drug and alcohol testing is available at a low cost of only $40 per test. Call Shane at 605-520-8600. Thorstenson Trucking, Selby, South Dakota.
At the Kama County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, our team is dedicated to the traditions of service. We offer a wide array of products to accommodate all your financial needs, including checking and savings accounts, CDs, IRAs, loans, debit cards, credit cards, a 24-hour ATM, and online banking. Make sure to check out our special notices in your monthly bank statements. We are the Kama County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, member FDIC. Proud to serve you and proud to support the Wolverines.
.22-8, your score here at the half. We got 4:13 left until both teams will kick away here in the second half. And we mentioned it earlier in the first half that Begeman had five tackles at the half at one point in the game, and it's not something you want to see for Harriet Selby from your cornerback.
Right now he has six. Nathan Bradford is leading Harriet Selby area with seven. You don't want the secondary tackling so much, right? But team defense, Casey, here's a point I wanted to make is, team defense is how Hitchcock Tulare got to the seven shutouts and seven 50-point wins. They have four tackles from T.J. Salmon and Riley Flea and Jackson Maynard, and three from Brandon Knoll and Landon Puffer and Eric Salmon, and Salmon's broken up a pass. No, they don't have a tackle for loss or a sack, but they're just stopping plays when they've needed to in this first half, and that's the way Hitchcock Tulare has been able to do it all season long, and it's... this defense is a big part of the reason the Patriots are here.
And they've done a great job of, if one guy misses a tackle, there's three more Patriots there to bring the guy down. And they've done a great job going sideline to sideline as well. But yet, as we point out, they haven't been able to do that much because Harriet Selby hasn't spread the ball out in the open space.
How much more might they go to Cole Zabel in the second half? That was a play that they certainly had not shown very much during the season, probably something that Hitchcock Tulare had to look very hard on the video for. Let's see if that's more of a decoy. Remember that one catch that Zabel made? He was about the second check down when the other guys were covered. But again, it's got to be, I still say, Begeman, more than seven carries for 24 yards. He's going to have to do something. Even if their record's not going to be here, he's going to have to do something more than that if Harriet Selby area is going to have to try to rally in this game today.
And they are down two scores right now, 20-8 here at the half. And we say they got to give it to Begeman more, but if you're Hitchcock Tulare, is that something you're going to key on here at the halftime here? Is that, hey, they're probably going to go to Begeman. He's their best player. They got to give him the football. They're going to try to come back.
I don't doubt that at all, Casey. They've been keying on Begeman all day, and I don't think that's going to change for Hitchcock Tulare. But I'll still go with your idea about bouncing it outside. That may be what works. But, this probably realistically is the season for Harriet Selby area with this first possession coming up in the second half.
Yeah, they haven't been able to stop Hitchcock Tulare at all. And, and I did mention that maybe the first team that got a first stop in here, because both teams traded touchdowns on the first three drives of the game. And then when Harriet Selby got the second time, Hitchcock Tulare able to stop them on their second drive. So that's the stop you might need it for Hitchcock to Lair. You're up 20-8 right now.
This is the first of the seven championship games, of course, and the second one is this evening. It is 9A with a Warner's Monarchs, and what a year they've had against the Gregory Gorillas, coming off a win over Lyman last week. And there are three games here tomorrow. 9AA should be most interesting. The Wall Eagles take on Parkston. Then it's 11B with the Winter Warriors going for their third consecutive state championship. But it won't be against Bridgewater Emory Ethan this time for the first time in 4 years. It won't be those two teams in the final. It'll be Elk Point Jefferson instead. And it's Del Rapids and West Central tomorrow night in the 11A championship game, the top two teams. And the top two teams in 11AA play here Saturday afternoon. It's the Pier Governors and the T-Area Titans. Pier, of course, trying to make history, trying to become just the second team. West Central was the other in 2000 to win six state titles in a row. T-Area had that 20-point lead in the third quarter in the title game last year before Pier came back. And then on Saturday night to round it out, it's 11AAA. How about the Jefferson Cavaliers from Sioux Falls? Just the second year of the program. A lot of kids to draw on, of course, but they're unbeaten. And they'll go for the 11AAA title against a Harrisburg team. Not a lot of people expected to be in that game, but there the Tigers will be again the year after Jacob Knuth. Pretty interesting game on tap on Saturday night, but all of these should be great. These are two, as we mentioned earlier, of the nine unbeaten teams playing in state championship games this weekend.
20-8, your score here at the half. We'll go ahead, step away, take 3 minutes. Second half kickoff on the other side of this timeout here on KMLO.
Congratulations, Harriet Selby Wolverines, on a great season from all of us at Selby Medical Clinic and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. It takes a lot of hard work as a team to accomplish the goals that you set out to achieve. So we here at Selby Medical Clinic are here to get you from one win to the next. Good luck in the game from Clint Perman, physician assistant, and Dr. Emily Bowden at Selby Medical Clinic and our whole team at Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. Go Wolverines!
With low margins, cutting costs is the key to profitability. Saturday, March 4th, Lazy TV Ranch will be selling Angus and Belancer bulls. Bulls are efficiency tested, affordably priced, and easy to handle. Bred for rancher profitability, these bulls will fire more fertility, better feed conversion, and better longevity. Be in the seats on March 4th, 2023 at the ranch west of Selby. They offer free keep and volume discounts and a complete satisfaction guarantee. Check out their website, BelancerBulls.com, or follow them on Facebook.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Twice a year, you owe it to yourself to get a checkup because you were only given one set of teeth to work with. After that, it's too late to say, I should have cared for them better. McQuillan Swanson Dental will help you get the most from your teeth and gums. So for everything from a simple checkup to a wide variety of services, trust McQuillan Swanson Dental. McQuillan Swanson Dental of Mulbridge. Healthy smiles for life.
It's game time, and Shorty's One Stop wishes the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that Wanda and the staff support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your game with hustle, and remember, it's teamwork that makes the dream work. Shorty's has your favorite candy bar, salty snacks, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours. We'll get you there. So save me a seat. And remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Farming and ranching is the backbone of our local economy, and like any business, it comes with risk. Federal crop insurance products were developed and continue to evolve to help farmers and ranchers manage weather risks. Marinville Insurance has been delivering the federal crop insurance programs as well as company-specific products since they became available. Let us help you wade through the options and make good decisions on products that make sense for your operation. Stop by our local office, visit our website at marinville.com, or call us to set up a visit. Marinville Insurance is a proud sponsor of area athletics.
20-8 score here as we get set to start the second half. The scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. Coming up at the end of the game, we'll have our player and of the game brought to you by Venture Communications, along with the big play of the game brought to you by Family Dental of Pier in Gettysburg. Wolverines will receive the second half kickoff. The kick for the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots is landed a puffer back deep to receive for the Wolverines is Gill and Hogg. That's going to be a short kick. This will be picked up by the upman Gage, and he will just fall on it right there. And the Wolverines will get the ball for the third time tonight so far. And not much things that people thought, that the Wolverines only have the ball three times.
Yeah, no kidding. And Harriet Selby area, as you know, you've seen them recently. This is a big play team. The big plays just may not be available. They may have to make a big adjustment. So, how will they run the ball now? Will your idea come forth, Casey, about bouncing it to the outside? Again, this may be their season on the line with this drive for Harriet Selby area.
Wolverines come to the line of scrimmage. Headache in the I formation as he goes under center. Begeman and Vetter in the backfield. Zabel split out to the far side of the field as the gives to Begeman up the middle. He's not going to get much after that. A gain of a couple. He's not been able to get much up between the tackles so far today.
No, and they're trying to go up the middle again, but right there are the same guys filling the holes that have done a lot of the time. TJ Salmon and Eric Salmon, the coach's kids. They're always going to know how to play.
Second and seven coming up for Harriet Selby. Arias, Headaches in the shotgun. Begeman behind him as they're in the pistol. Two receivers up close to the line of scrimmage as the give is to Hedick. Hedick keeps on the quarterback keeper. He's got it. Rooms run. Bounces it out to the outside. He's going to have a first down. And we saw that effective on the first drive. The quarterback option, the read option, they're able to get it to the outside close to the numbers, and it gets another first down.
I hear you say outside. Yeah, you got to stretch this defense out because you keep punching them up, and they're going to keep doing what they have done. Outside, maybe. I know we're beating this to death, but that may be the key word for the Wolverines now.
Hedick in the pistol again. Begeman in the backfield. Two receivers split out to the far side of each field as they put Begeman in motion to bring trips to the right. Going to use a wide receiver screen as Gill comes across the way. He's got good blockers, bounces it out. He's going to beat a man up past the 50 to the 45, and we'll go out of bounds there. A great play, wide receiver screen there for Trevor Gill.
And I don't know if you want to call, I don't know that teams really blitz in nine-man football especially, but that's about as close as you were going to get to one by both T.J. Salmon and Jackson Maynard, but Hedick saw them coming and released it in time. Well-drawn-up play.
Wolverines off to a great start here in the second half. First and 10 now in Patriot territory. Hedick drops back to pass. He's going to keep it on a quarterback draw. Fakes the pass, but it's not going to get much after that. Did he get back to the line of scrimmage, or did he lose a yard? I think they're going to lose a yard on the play, bringing up second and 11.
First sack of the game for Hitchcock Tulare, and it's T.J. Salmon. That's going to be 11 on the year for him. A good edge rusher from the outside is TJ.
Leads the team in tackles as well. Second and 11 coming up. Ball on the 47-yard line. Hedick in the shotgun. Begeman behind him as he drops back to pass. Hedick's going to be rushed as he just flips that one out of bounds. He had Gill on the post route to the outside, but was unable to get it. It would have taken a great throw to get it there, but he was pressured on the play.
And there's T.J. Salmon again wrapping up Trey Hedick as he's throwing the ball. For an end to be a leading tackler, you have to have some quickness, and T.J. Salmon certainly has that.
10-10 left here in the third quarter, 20-8 your score. Scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. As the Wolverines come to the line of scrimmage, Hedick in the shotgun, Begeman to his right. Two receivers split out on the far side of the field as the give is to Begeman. He's got a big hole, bounces it out to the outside, trying to break a tackle. He breaks one. He's going to be brought down on the back by one of the linebackers, Carter Binger, with the tackle. But Begeman's best run of the night gets the Wolverines a first down inside the 30-yard line.
Right on the 25. So Begeman with that big play of 22, now up to 49 yards. The longest running play today for Harriet Selby area.
Wolverines come to the line of scrimmage, Hedick in the shotgun, the same formation they were just in. Begman to his right, trips to the far side of the field. Hedick's going to drop back to pass. He's going to be pressured by Solomon. Goes over the middle of the field. He finds the most reliable receiver he's had today. Cole Zabel with his fourth catch of the night. Are they going to give him a first down? Was it past the line? It's hard to see on the far side of the field with those sticks. And it will be second and a one coming up for the Wolverines.
And they're trying to play zone again. And they're paying a little more attention to Zabel with now his 10th catch of the year and fourth today. But that was a good job to see that ball in coverage and a very well-thrown ball by Trey Hedick, who, by the way, is 6-for-8 for 137 yards today.
Second and one coming up. Ball on the Patriots' 16-yard line as the Wolverines go back into the I formation. Hedick under center, two backs in the backfield. As Hedick keeps on the quarterback keeper, he's not going to have much to go after that, but it's going to bring up, did he get back to the line of scrimmage? They're going to say he gained a half yard on that. They're going to say he gained a half yard, but still bring up a third and short.
But waiting for him were Riley Flea and Jackson Maynard, and then others joined in. Now they're going to be seeing these guys all night and the next couple of nights in their sleep. These big guys on this line, there's just no holes there.
Third and short coming up for the Wolverines as they Hedick barking out the calls to the line of scrimmage as they go back into the I formation. Hedick under centers. The give is to Vetter, and Vetter's going to power his way up for the first down. We'll gain a little bit more after that, too, but another first down for the Wolverines. They can't take much time off the clock as it's at 8:09, or almost 4 minutes gone here off the third quarter clock, but they got to start going a little bit quicker, you would think, down two scores.
But the offensive line's doing a lot better trying to contain this front. Especially the pass protection. That's been where the line's been the best today for the Wolverines, is protecting when they pass the football.
Hedick in the shotgun, trips to the far side of the field as they have Vetter up close tight to the line of scrimmage. Begman in the backfield. So they give us to Begman on the counter. He's going to get a decent gain on the play to bring up second and down inside the 10, right about the 8 yard line is where they're going to mark it.
There's a good look. Send him in a little bit of an angle, as you said, on that counter play, not just try to go off tackle like you've been saying and try to go right at to maybe the right of the tackle. Give him a little angle, give himself a little more space, which he certainly can do.
Second and five coming up. Ball on Hitchcock Tulare, 8 yard line. Wolverines looking to chip away at this 2-touchdown lead. As Hedick has it on the quarterback keeper, and he's going to gain a couple maybe on the play. Clock still ticking at 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Guess who? T.J. Solomon again. Even if he's not going to make a tackle, he's going to be near the play, every play.
Wolverines in a four-down territory with 3rd and 3, ball on the 6-yard line. As they come back into the I formation, Vetter and Begman in the backfield. Zabel split out to the far side of the field as they work right to left. The gives to Begman. He's going to follow his line, and they're going to push him into the end zone for a touchdown, a 6-yard run for Brendan Begman. As the Wolverines now cut into the lead, making it 20-14.
4-0. 40 rushing touchdowns now for Brendan Begman, who got, right behind the right side. Colin Tisdale, the center, Caden Saylor, and said, push, guys, push. I'm going to be right up your back. You got to keep pushing. He did, and he's in, and he's at 60 yards now. 36 alone on that drive. Boy, was that what Harriet Selby area needed.
They will go for two. Here's their back in the I formation. Hedick under centers. He puts a man in motion across the line. Two receivers now split to the left side of the field. Hedick barking out the call, as he will keep it on the option play, and he's going to dive forward. The ball comes loose. They're going to say he was down, so the two-point conversion will not be converted. 20-14, your score, 6:34 left here in the third quarter. We will go ahead, step away, and take a 1 minute break. Right back with more football here on KMLO.
Did you know Camwall Electric in Selby provides more than electricity? They also offer a full-service wiring crew, Marathon water heaters, and now you can manage your entire electric account 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by computer, tablet, or smartphone with the Smart Hub app. Easily check your electric usage, make payments, communicate directly with Camwall, and always look forward to new features on the horizon. Just download the Smart Hub app today. Camwall Electric, your Touchstone energy partner.
Harriet Livestock is the home of the Friday Sale. Active sales every Friday with numerous special sales held throughout the year. For upcoming sales and more information about Harriet Livestock, visit harrietlivestock.com. For livestock appraisal, just call 605-437-2265. Like and follow Harriet Livestock on Facebook for up-to-the-minute market reports and news. Good luck, Wolverine students and athletes, from everyone at Harriet Livestock Market.
20-14, your score. Hitchcock Tulare on top. That scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. Casey Miners, David Burrell with you in the Jensen Rockin' Sand broadcast booth. 6:34 left here in the third quarter. And that was a great opening drive, just what the doctor ordered for the Wolverines.
12 plays, 74 yards. They take the first 5:26 of the third. Begeman with the touchdown and 36 of the yards on that drive. He had the big 22-yard run, the biggest run today. They do not make the two, so as Casey said, the deficit is six. But, yeah, the season really was on the line for Harriet Selby area there, and they have kept their chances alive with the drive they needed. Now they need something they have not had today, a defensive stop.
Hunter Friend will kick the ball away. Back deep to receive is a Puffer and a Noel for the Patriots as they do hold a six-point lead. Kick will go to Knowles. He has on the far side of the field. Now reverses. Fields, he's got blockers set up on this far side of the field. He had a nice return earlier. He's going to be brought down shortly after that by a couple Wolverine tacklers. Nathan Bradford in there on the tackle. But good field position here for the Patriots on their first drive in the second half.
And junior Matthew Neely got in there first. And that was well done by Matthew because the returner had the angle there for just a moment to break a big one. But Neely was able to stop it. All right, speaking of stops, again, the test here for Harriet Selby's defense right now on this drive. And watch for him. Could they throw on first down?
Binger back in the shotgun. Trips to the far side of the field. As he's going to keep it on the quarterback power. He's going to have a big hole. Bounces off a couple tacklers. But a flag flies in. A bunch of cheering for the Hitchcock Tulare. Wonder if it's going to be a face mask.
Back judge threw it, yeah. Let's see what we're told.
Yep.
Oh, dear. That's not what Harriet Selby area needs. Just their second penalty today, but they've both been 15-yarders. They had the other personal foul in the end zone earlier after that one touchdown.
It's been a very clean game so far, but that one puts Hitchcock Tulare now in a Wolverine territory, and they haven't gotten a stop all day, and now you need one even bigger as you see the Wolverine defenders trying to pump up the crowd and get their side on it. Binger in the shotgun as he will keep it on the quarterback. Excuse me, the snap's going to go to Flea as Flea will get it, and he's not going to get much after that. It gets kind of distracting when they got a couple of guys right up there with a direct snap to somebody else.
It's a big Wildcat, though. Not a big Wildcat as you're ever going to see with that guy, Flea. Boy, I like the way he plays. And he's proven to be a good pass catcher, too, but really a powerful runner. They can do a lot of things with Riley Flea.
Second and nine now for Hitchcock Tulare. As they go in the shotgun, two receivers split out on each side of the field as they work left to right. Binger drops back to pass. He's got Friend in his face, but he rolls out. Finds a man deep in, double coverage, and he's going to throw it over Zabel and Begeman in a coverage as he was trying to get it to T.J. Salmon.
Well, yeah, blocker Eric Salmon right in front of it. I don't think it was Eric's fault. It was good pressure by Harriet Selby area, and Salmon and Binger nearly ran into one another before Binger ever got that pass away.
Four down territory, more than likely, for Hitchcock Tulare, so you need two big stops if you're the Wolverine faithful.
7 of 9 today, Hitchcock Tulare on third down.
Binger in the shotgun, two receiver split out on each side of the field as he drops back to pass. Set up a screen for Solomon and off his fingertips. Brings up a big fourth down, and Harriet Selby's side on the far side of the field just erupted after that drop to the ground.
Not really pressure. It was a setup screen, but just thrown a little wide. Nearly that fingertip catch by Eric Solomon, but yeah, no question of punting here, Casey. You're right. They're going to stay on the field. But remember, they've also converted two fourth downs today.
Fourth and 9, 5:18 to go here in the third quarter as Binger will bring the play in from the sideline. The Hitchcock Delair fans now on their feet cheering on the Patriots as Binger comes to the line of scrimmage in the shotgun. Eric Solomon to his right as it's a botched snap, and we're going to get a false start. Back him up 5 yards. Wolverine defenders and everybody erupting on the far side of the field, and a great stop here for the Wolverines. But it's good, but more likely to go for it on fourth down, actually.
I think you forgot the snap count.
Now, do you punt this away and try to pin him deep, do you think?
Oh, and Binger is having to be helped off. I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden, Binger, he's walking, but probably a little bit. Yeah, they are going to put Landon Puffer out there. Yeah, Casey, I think this is the safe play for Hitchcock Tulare. Except if Beckerman runs one back.
Well, now, if you're afraid of that, you know they're probably not going to punt it to him. Do you come after this and try to block it as they got seven men up by the line of scrimmage as Puffer gets the snap? It's a low snap, a high booming punt. It will roll out of bounds. Everybody calling to get away from it. It will be caught by Eric Solomon right at the 20-yard line. He probably would have liked to pin it a little bit deeper, but still, the Wolverines will have 80 yards to go here on the second drive of the second half.
Maybe so, but Puffer also saw who the return man was, and that ball went straight left. No chance of Begeman able to take that ball on the run, which is what Harriet Salvieri was hoping for. But, hey, this second half's gone so far like the Wolverines have wanted. Touchdown on the first drive, first defensive stop of the day. Still 20-14, Hitchcock Tulare, 5:06 left in the third. Let's see what the Wolverines do on offense now.
Let's see if they try to go quick again. 5:06 left here in the third quarter. Hedick goes under center in the I formation as he gets on the quarterback key option, and he's going to be brought down shortly after that. Nice read there by Eric Solomon. Will be a tackle for loss, bringing up a second and 12 for Harriet Selby area.
Yeah, he made the read before Trey Hedick could make the read. That was a long time coming on that pitch, and it just was never able to happen because of a very good play by Eric Solomon.
And if you're Hitchcock Tulare, this might be an even important stop. You got Harriet Selby kind of backed up as they're now inside ball on the 19-yard line. You want a big stop here to get your offense back out on the field because this Harriet Selby offense can strike at any time. Hedick in the shotgun as we're going to get a false start as Begeman moved a little too early. Not what you want if you're Coach Randall. Now backed up with a second and long coming up. Down by 6, 20-14 here with 4:22 left in the third quarter.
And you've got a quarterback that can put the ball in the air. Trey Hedick has done the job today. Let's see if Cole Zabel can find himself open already with four catches.
Hedick in the shotgun, trips to the far side of the field. Begeman, as they give it to him on the counter, Begman's going to have a room to run. He's going to get close up back to the past the original line of scrimmage. Will bring up a third and long here, but more manageable than what they've had.
Yeah, he had room to run until about the secondary. But that's one of the few holes that Brendan has been able to see today. 7 yards. Still work to do. I don't think it would be four-down territory here, do you?
Yeah, probably not four-down territory. I think you got to roll the dice. Your defense just came up with a stop. If you're unable to convert here, punt the football away and hope you get another one to get the football back. But 3rd and 9 now for Harriet Selby. As they come to the line of scrimmage, Hedick in the shotgun. Three receivers on the far side of the field. Begeman in the shotgun. Hedick drops back to pass on the read option. Get over the middle of the field. He's got room to run. Up past the 50. But a fumble on the play. Diving for it. It's still rolling around. As Zabel will get it. What a break for the Wolverines.
And all the way up at about the 23-yard line of gets caught to it. Carter Binger is back in the field, and he made a great hit to force that ball loose, and then it bounded forward. The hit, Gill made a great catch, but that ball was forced loose at the 45, went off another Wolverine, and then went all the way forward to the 24-yard line. Wow. So Harriet Selby area on a fumble gained about 21 yards. Not the old Oakland Raiders forward fumble. This one was legal.
2:46 to go now. Harriet Selby with all the momentum on their side as the gives to Begeman. He's going to be tackled by Eric Solomon, but a nice gain there on first down. Well, now they're definitely in four down territory if they don't get much going here, but a big play there. And Gill has been the best receiver on this team so far, and he comes up clutch on the third and nine.
Okay, see, sometimes you got to be lucky to be good, man, and an extra 20 yards is really, really good luck there.
Pettit goes under center in the I formation. Zabel split out to the far side of the field as the give is to Begeman again between the tackles. He'll be close to the first down, but it will bring up a third and short. 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Could be real big if you're Harriet Selby. Want to tie this up, and we're going to get an official's timeout on the field. And it looks like Eric Solomon was going to limp it off the field a little bit. So two big players so far have been hurt for Hitchcock to Laird, but Binger's out now, back out onto the field.
Blaze Binger, another one of those Bingers, a sophomore, is come in for Eric Solomon.
Hedick brings the play to the huddle. Third and two coming up. Ball on the Patriots 16-yard line. So they go back into the I formation. Two receivers split out on each side of the field as the give is to Vetter up the middle. Line's going to push him forward. Are they going to give him a first down? It's awfully close.
Need right on the 14. And I think that's where they're going to put it. Yep.
And they will give him the first down. And now they can still get a first down again here on this drive as they're not quite inside the 10-yard line yet. Get another first down about the 5.
Now with Begeman up to 75 yards again. The fact that he's starting to run the ball can open up this passing game more too. And Hedick is 7 of 9 for 192.
1:15 left here in the third as Hedick's in the shotgun. He drops back to pass. Looking for somewhere to go as he rolls to the left. Got great protection. Now he's got to get rid of it. He's just going to throw it out of bounds. Had a receiver in the area. That was Darren Barker. But great coverage downfield, but even better protection. And Medic had time to wait for some of the receivers to get open.
Yeah, good thinking there. But Caden Saylor and Hunter Friend both stayed with their blocks very well there. Just stayed engaged enough to not hold. That's a fine line, of course, because when a play takes that long, sometimes holding can be called, but it didn't happen there.
Second and 10 for the Wolverines as they go back into the I formation. Zabel split on the far side of the field. Vetter and Begeman in the backfield. The give is to Begeman. He's going to be brought down quickly after getting the football. A nice tackle by Carter Binger there as he came from around the edge and saw they were giving it to Begeman. Under 1 minute to go, 50 seconds left here in the third. 2014 your score. Harriet Selby looking to take their first lead since it was 8-6 early in the first quarter.
53 yards now in the second half for Begeman and 77 for the day. He's had 8 carries in this third quarter after having just 7 in the first half.
Hedick goes under center, still in the I formation. Third and eight, ball on the 12-yard line. Hedick's got to get rid of it. It's going to be picked off by Noel. He's got open grass to go. One man to beat. And he's going to take it back 4-6. A mistake by Hedick is costly here. And now the Hitchcock to Laird Patriots extend their lead 26-14. That is Noel's ninth interception on the season. Came in today with 8. And that's only Hedick's 4th on the season. But a costly mistake there as he just tried to fit it in a window where it wasn't. He had a Gill there, but underthrown the football, and Noel was able to pick it off and return it to the house.
Looks like that's going to be 97 yards on a great run back by Brendan Noel. And either the wrong route or the wrong throw, ends in the wrong play for Harriet Selby area.
Hitchcock to Lair will go 4-2. Nine seconds left here in the third, 26-14. Hitchcock to Lair on top. In the Wildcat again as Binger and Flea are right next to each other. It's a direct snap to Flea. He's going to try to reach over, but he's not going to get the two-point conversion, which is good for the Wolverines. 26-14, 9 seconds left here in the third. But go ahead, step away, take a minute break. Right back with more football here on KMLO.
Farming demands well-built equipment. Kubota equipment that's proven for over a century. Tractors that are adaptable and versatile. Hay tools backed by a 2-year warranty. Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. And productive SSV skid steers. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Get all of your Kubota products at Automotive Company of Isabel or Linsco Implement in Mobridge.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
Another must-score drive coming up for the Wolverines as they find themselves down. Two touchdowns again, 26-14, 9 seconds left here in the third.
Officially, it is 98 yards on the interception return by Brendan Knoll, and a punch to the gut from which Harriet Selby area will have to recover.
Landon Puffer set to kick it away. Gill and Haig back deep to receive as the kick will be a deep one, and it will go to Gill on the far side of the field. He's got blockers in front of him. Looks to bounce it out to the outside. It was going to be a nice return there by Trevor Gill as he will get it up past the 35, just shy of the 40. First and 10 coming up for Harriet Selby with 3 seconds left. They can run one play here still, but they're probably going to take this in the fourth quarter.
KC, it's this simple now for Harriet Selby area. A big play team is going to need big plays now. Down two scores, basically with a quarter to go. Something big like Hitchcock-Hilaire just hit from their defense is probably going to have to hit for the Wolverine offense.
First and 10, ball on the Wolverine 37-yard line. 3 seconds left here in the third. As the give is to Begeman, bounces out to the outside. He's got room to run here in the final play of the third quarter. Breaks the tackle up past the 50 to the 40. 30, 25, 20. And a big play there as he's taken out of bounds to end the third quarter. 26-14 as they will flip sides. Harriet Selby area needing a big fourth quarter down two touchdowns. The Real Scoreboard Update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. We'll go ahead, step away, take 1 minute. Right back with more football here on KMLO.
The best seat in the house is where you are right now for this game. In the stands, where you can feel the intense competition every play. In the car, between here and there, listening to all the action or watching it on DRGNews.com. Get comfy because it isn't over yet. Von Wa Law Office proudly sponsors this broadcast and proudly supports the Wolverines. Good luck from John and Lisa Von Wald and Patty Giese, Secretary of Von Wa Law Office, LLC in Selby.
You guys ready for the game?
All right. Well, management told me they weren't paying me for pep talk, so I'm going to stop now.
You know that place between saving money and sacrificing quality?
We are so there.
What's the point of saving money if you get lousy results, especially when it comes to car insurance? State Farm can give you the right amount of coverage, plus with discounts up to 40%. You'll like how much you can save. State Farm is there.
See State Farm agent Doug Heil in Mobridge or call 845-3603.
Discounts may vary 5 to 40% state to state.
Yeah!
They have flipped sides of the field. Hitchcock to Lair still up. Two touchdowns as we go to the fourth and final quarter, 26-14. But we did see a big run by Begeman there at the end. to set up the Wolverines in decent field position here to start the fourth quarter.
I said big play. I said not necessarily that play. 47 yards on that play for Brendan Begeman. He's now up to 124. So 64 to tie the nine-man rushing record, 65 to break it.
First and 10 for the Wolverines as the give is to Begeman again. He's breaking a couple tackles. He will get a decent gain here on first down. And that's something that Begeman has done because he's such a physical runner. He's worn down these Wolverine defenders. Or he's worn down the Patriots defense. He's now getting holes opened up. Hedick now with a direct snap, pitches it out to Begeman again. He's got a hole, now cuts it back. He's going to be drugged down by a Patriot defender. Can't see the number on the tackle, but a nice tackle in open field by Hitchcock to Laird.
It's Mason Bottom, that senior linebacker. Players like to have 100-yard rushing games. How about a 100-yard rushing quarter? That's what Brendan Begeman did in the third quarter.
Wolverines down the I formation as the give is to Begeman again for the third straight time. He's diving for the end zone. They're going to say he is in a touchdown. Harriet Selby area gives Begeman his second on the night. 11:02 left here in the third. Not even 58 seconds off the clock. And just like that, it could potentially be a four-point game here. And Harriet Selby still isn't out of this one.
And number 41 of the season for Brendan. And, yeah, a couple of ankle tackles tried, but Brendan just stepped his way through them, now up to 140 yards.
Wolverines will be in the I formation. 11:02 left here in the fourth. Big scoring drive for the Wolverines. They will give it to Begeman for the two-point conversion. Ooh. He will be stuffed at the line. No good. Wolverines still down a touchdown, 26-20, 11:02 left here in the fourth quarter. We'll go ahead, step away, take a minute, right back with more fourth quarter action here on KMLO.
You made it to the Dome! Congratulations, Wolverines! At the Sportsman Bar and Grill in Akaska, they couldn't be more proud of you, and they wish you success in whatever you do. If you haven't tried the Sportsman's, you're missing out. They have great daily specials, steak, seafood, chicken, and so much more. They also have breakfast buffets. To see what you're missing, check them out on Facebook at Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Good luck in the Dome from your cheering section at the Sportsman Bar and Grill in Akaska.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mixed concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
Minute 7 is what it took for the Wolverines to score to cut it to a touchdown game here, 26-20. Hitchcock Tulare on top as Wolverines will set to kick the ball away.
All Brendan Begeman, 4 plays, 63 yards. All Begeman on the ground, the 47-yarder on the last play of the third quarter started the drive, but boy, Carter Dinger, let's give him credit. He made a very good play to stop Begeman on the two-point conversion right there to keep it a six-point game with 11:02 remaining.
And I mentioned it kind of seems like Begeman's wearing down on the Patriots defense. Yep. So if he's starting to have those creases, as Friend's going to kick a short one, and it will go right out of bounds. So Hitchcock Tulare will get good field position to start here in the fourth quarter.
But they don't want Puffer to have it. They don't want it to go out of bounds, but they don't want Puffer to gain a big head of steam either. By the way, you are hearing, and you will hear again in a moment, our referee, Matt Heave, to confirm that this kick goes out of bounds. Went out at the 33, so they'll have it at the 38. Our thanks to John Thayer, the voice of the South Dakota Coyotes and the Coyote Sports Network, for his assistance and letting us be able to have you hear that today.
11:02 left here in the football game. Harriet Selby needed a big stop here again. They got one earlier in the game. Hitchcock Tulare yet to score an offensive touchdown here in the second half. So Wolverine's defense much better as Puffer goes across the line of scrimmage in motion, and a nice tackle in the backfield. Leading the way for the Wolverines was Nathan Bradford. Loss on the play is going to lose about 3 yards, brings up second and a 13. And we mentioned that Harriet Selby defense has just looked better here in the second half.
Eric Solomon had barely been given the ball there. Yeah, only 61 yards, only in this a little over 100 yards in this second half for Hitchcock-Tillair.
Binger in the shotgun, two receivers split on each side of the field as he's going to swing it out to the outside. Flea breaks the tackle. He's going to have the first down and more, or excuse me, going to be close to the first down. But he will get past the first down. He will have the first down. A nice play there as they were able to swing it out to Flea. He hasn't done much, but he's played a really nice football game today.
He has. Not 100. My University of North Texas math is failing me. Before that play, only 6 yards of offense for Hitchcock-Tillair, but a big play there. Yeah, Flea has been the go-to guy, which some may not have expected, but he's done it. His first down, number 12.
First and 10, ball on the 49 for the Patriots, just shy of midfield as the give is to number Eric Salmon on the carry, as he will get a gain of a couple. Second down coming up. 10 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Hitchcock-Tillair probably looking to take some time off the clock, up a touchdown.
But those holes aren't there now for Hitchcock-Tillair. How much better in the second half? Harriet Selby area stopping the run.
Wolverine fans starting to get on their feet and cheer. Here's the ball is just past midfield on the Wolverine 49-yard line. They pitch it out to Solomon, and he's stuck but breaks the tackle. Now he's got to get back and reverse fields, but still great pursuit by Begeman as he lays the hammer and throws him out of bounds.
Yeah, Eric Solomon just flicked away Trey Hedick like he was a piece of chewed gum, man, and just said, get off of me. But then Begeman with very good pursuit, and it still ends up with a loss on the play. And boy, there again, trying to string out the defense, but Harriet Selby area sticking with him. Listen to the fans who have come from Campbell County now.
A big third down here, because if they don't gain anything, they're probably going to punt the football away, and Harriet Selby gets the football back down six with 9:33 to go here as Binger is in the shotgun. He's going to roll out, drops back to pass. He's going to be rushed, but he has a man open, and Puffer's going to have a big first down as he's going to be tackled at the 15-yard line. But they're going to say the ball came out. Begeman has the football. Let's see what the refs call here.
He's down. He's down.
And they're going to say he was down. So Hitchcock-Tillair will keep the football, but a big, big gain there by Landon Puffer.
Great play fake. Just a terrific play fake to help make that happen. And for Puffer, his fourth catch of the day, but a second catch of the day, a big one right there. He's had 32 and 37-yard receptions. Oh!
It sounds like Harriet Selby is going to challenge the play. You said you thought he was down. Let's see what the replay shows.
What a break this would be if it happens. They're showing it on the video board here. Puffer open. He had beaten Begeman by a few yards. Is the ball out?
I think Begeman rips it away right
it.
There.
What a
Begeman
play.
Stole it away, so this should be Wolverine ball.
That is a great play by Brendan Begeman. You're right, Casey. He stole that football away from him before. What did his knee hit the turf?
Oh, that is awfully close. Hitchcock-Tillair fans are praying that he's staying down, but you heard the other side of the field erupt. And it was an awfully close play in the field. They're taking a little bit to look at this review, which could be a good thing for the Wolverines.
He ripped it away. That's not in question. Was Landon Puffer's knee down? That is the question here.
9:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. 26-20 your score. A scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough of Pharma Products. Casey Miners, David Burrell here in the Jensen Rocket Sand broadcast booth, and they have come with a...
Because, again, the angles and what they take are the angles that South Dakota Public Broadcasting shows again. This is nothing separate like it is at the other level, but again, they just did not have an opportunity to see enough evidence to overturn the call.
9:24 now as the clock's rolling here in the fourth quarter, 26-20. Hitchcock-Hilaire up by a touchdown. First and 10 coming up for the Patriots. Ball on the Wolverine 15-yard line as the give is to Eric Solomon, and he's going to be dragged backwards by Nathan Bradford. Good tackle there by the senior linebacker. Will net a gain of a couple, though, for Hitchcock-Hilaire.
And again, I think the play, it was bang-bang, but I just seeing it as it happened, I thought the knee was down. And again, no video evidence to show it wasn't.
Clock still rolling, 8:45 to go here in the football game. Patriots come to the line of scrimmage. Binger in the shotgun as he's moving personnel around. A bunch set here to the line of scrimmage on the close side as they work right to left. As Binger's going to drop back to pass, he's going to be rushed by Gill. Now rolls out, fires it in the end zone, and Landon Puffer is going to catch it for a 13-yard touchdown.
Beautifully thrown ball. And Puffer is so quick, able to work away. And for Landon, touchdown number 16 for him. And 27 touchdown passes now for Carter Binger. And again, a very efficient day for this Hitchcock-Hilaire quarterback.
They will go for two as they are back in that Wildcat set. 32-20, your score. An important two-point conversion as Flea is going to throw it. He's going to have a man wide open in the end zone. That is Cole Schroeder on the two-point conversion. 34-20, your score. 8:23 left here in the football game. We'll go ahead, step away, take a one-minute break. Right back with more football on KMLO.
When it's time to move your livestock, see the crew at Bradner Brothers Trucking in Harriet. You can count on the Bradner Brothers Trucking team to get your livestock to their destination safely and on time. Whether they're short or long distance hauls, and the loads are big or small, Bradner Brothers Trucking is ready to go to work for you. Just call Bradner Brothers Trucking of Harriet, South Dakota, 437-2384. That's 437-2384.
Congratulations to the Harriet Selby Wolverines football team from the team at Walworth County Care Center in Selby. If you're looking to join a winning team, look no further than the Walworth County Care Center. They offer retirement, health and life insurance, paid vacation, pickup shift incentives, and more. They have full-time and part-time positions, RNs, LPNs, CMAs, and CNA positions. They will also train and test on-site for CMAs and CNAs. To apply or for more information, call 605-649-7663 or visit their Facebook page.
8:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. Hitchcock-Hilaire up two touchdowns, 34-20. And we've been saying it all game, a really important drive here for the Wolverines.
Yes, sir. Hitchcock-Hilaire goes 62 yards, 7 plays, 239. Of course, the big play within the drive, the big pass to Puffer for 37 before the touchdown pass to Puffer.
Puffer kicks it away. It will be caught by Gill as Gill has it now reversing fields. Doesn't have much blockers on the side, but will get a decent gain out of it up close to the 35-yard line. 8:18 to go, and the Wolverines probably going to look to pass the ball a little bit more, but they got to go quick.
There's still some time. There's still 8:18 for sure. And you do have Brendan Begeman. But now you've got to try to open it up a little bit. But you've got to move the ball, which Harriet Selby area has done with much more effectiveness in this second half. And some of it, as you suggest, has been to the outside, but they are doing better between the tackles, too.
First and 10 coming up for the Wolverines. Ball on their own, 33, down two touchdowns, 34-20. Pettick in the shotgun, Begeman to his left as he drops back to pass. Begeman out on a route. He's going to look deep over the middle of the field. He's got Gill open, up past right at the 50-yard line. So a nice first down here by the Wolverines, and they're going to look to go quick.
That pass protection's really been the strongest part of Harriet Selby area's game today. Trey is now 8 out of 12. And really, with the exception of maybe one, he's had all the time he's needed to throw the ball.
First and 10, ball at midfield. Headache drops back to pass again. He's going to be pressured as he rolls out to his right. Dips it down to Begeman as Begeman makes his first catch of the game. He's going to be tackled for a short gain. Brings up second and about seven here for the Wolverines.
Big number now for Trevor Gill after that catch. 134 yards for Trevor on just four catches. Of course, he had the big 55-yard reception earlier.
7:32 to go here in the fourth and final quarter. 34-20 here. Score Hitchcock Claire on top. Wolverines looking to score quickly and hopefully get the football back. Down one as they come up second and a seven as Hedick drops back to pass again. Great protection. Unloads deep. He's got Zabel open just outside the reach of Cole Zabel's hand. It kind of looked like Zabel slowed down a little bit, yep. But Hedick let it rip and was just off the fingertips.
I'm with you. The route was kind of cut a little short. Maybe Cole didn't think that ball was going to make it all the way, but Hedick can put the ball in the air, too, just like Dinger can.
Four down territory for sure coming up for Harriet Selby as they got a third and eight with 7:13 to go here. Hedick in the shotgun again. Two receivers split out to each side of the field. Drops back to pass. He's going to set up a screen, but that was read perfectly. It will come up with fourth down, but we do have an injured player down on the field for the Patriots.
It was Jacob Mishlatish who batted the ball out of the air and made a great play, but then landed very awkwardly, and he is on his back right now in the bottom left-hand part of the big South Dakota Coyote logo at midfield here. Very strange. He jumped up with both paws to bat the ball down, and then, I don't know, might have pulled something. Very, very strange-looking injury.
I think he was holding his shoulder, yeah. And that's kind of what they're looking at right now. 7:09 to go here, a big fourth down season on the line potentially here for the Wolverines. Probably going to air the football out with a fourth and eight, but they need to convert here if they want to try to chip away at this lead with 7:09 to go.
Harriet Selby area with now 394 yards of offense and, in fact, almost 232, 29 in the second half. Here, Hitchcock-Tiller, 293. Mishlatish, by the way, is up and walking. But, yeah, looks you're right, Casey. Looks like he's hurting a little bit with that shoulder. 183 yards now rushing for Harriet Selby area. And Begeman, who has not run the ball in this drive, remains at 140 on 19 carries. But I would imagine you're right. If he's going to touch the ball here, it would have to be on a pass pattern.
Yeah, I would imagine that record's the last thing that Coach Randall's thinking about right now with a fourth and eight potential season on the line. 7:05 to go as Hedick drops back to pass. He's going to be rushed, but has Zabel open again as he comes up. Zabel in the clutch. And it will be a big gain inside the 30-yard line. And the chains move for Harriet Selby.
His fifth catch after, as we have mentioned, six coming in today. But again, Hitchcock Chiller's giving him these underneath routes. And Cole Sable says, thank you very kindly. We'll keep the ball, all right?
Hedick drops back to the pass. Pressure in his face again. He's just going to step up. Avoids the sack. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Great coverage on the back and wanted to go down deep to the field to Gill, but was pressured right away. One of the very seldom times we're going to get a timeout on the field by Harriet Selby. This timeout brought to you by AgIntegra. Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgIntegra cooperative today. Go ahead, step away, take 1 minute. Hitchcock to layer up 34-20, 6:32 left here in the football game. Listen to high school football on KMLO.
The Super Stop in Harriet is your one-stop shop for gas, diesel, and a whole lot more. Dennis, Wendy, and the gang at the Harriet Super Stop invite you to stop by when you're in the area. You're sure to love their delicious hot stuff pizza, fresh-baked caramel rolls, bars, and cookies. They also feature hot dogs, homemade soups and chili, cappuccino, fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast croissants, many convenience items, and a soft-serve ice cream machine. That's the Super Stop, North Highway 83, Harriet.
This is Casey Perman from Mobridge Livestock, a proud sponsor of this game. We appreciate all of our customers we're able to do business with throughout the year. We are proud to be able to sell some of the best cattle in the United States and are gracious to the cattlemen that raise them. We have regular sales every Thursday and special sales in season. For information, go to MobridgeLivestock.com. Call 1-800-658-3598. Good luck in tonight's game from the crew at Mobridge Livestock.
For station identification. Excuse me, no, we're going to go quick as Barker has it on the play, and it will be a first down. Now we'll pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM, KMLO, Lowry, Mobridge. Leave sooner, drive slower, live longer.
First and 10 coming up for the Wolverines, 6:26 left here in the fourth and final quarter. Harriet Selby still down 14, 34 to 20. So they're looking to drive, but taking some time off the clock as Hedick is in the shotgun. Three receivers split out to the close side of the field as he's going to give it to Begman. Begman's going to bounce off some tacklers. He will dive for the first down, knew where he had to get. Nice gain. I don't know if he's short, and they're going to say he's short. Going to mark him a yard short, second and one coming up for Harriet Selby. Hedick in the shotgun again as he drops back to pass. Looking towards the end zone as he rolls out to his right and is just going to throw the football away. Reset here coming up with a third and one.
But on the play a moment ago where Begman had the nine-yard run, Herrick Salmon, and Begman is coming at him. Salmon just grabs him, and Begman just bounces off of him like a rubber ball. And Salmon's got to be thinking, how in the world am I supposed to bring this guy down? It was happening earlier, but Begman is now at 149 and 125 yards in the second half running the ball.
6:02 to go. Hedick in the shotgun. 34-20 your score. Harriet Selby down by 14 as the give is to Begman again. Bounces out to the outside. He's got one man to beat as he gets around the corner. Drives over somebody. He's going to be in for a touchdown. An 8-yard touchdown run. Number 3 on the day for Begman as it now cuts it to a touchdown game here. But awaiting this two-point conversion.
And there you go, Coach Miners. Outside again. Brendan took one bounce off his guard on the left side and just scooted over. Protection good. And Hitchcock-Hulaire couldn't catch up. Eight-point game. Still pretty important conversion here to try to cut it to six.
Be a big, because if they're able to score again, they would need that touchdown. 5:56 to go. Hedick. Under centers, he puts Gill in motion. Two backs in the back through the I formation. Hedick on quarterback keeper, and he's going to have nowhere to go, but pitches it again. That's a live football if it was backwards. No whistle on the field yet. Begman bounces off defender. He's going to walk in for 2 points.
Oh.
A broken play leads to a two-point conversion for Harriet Selby.
Wow.
34-28, 5:56 to go here in the football game. Go ahead, step away, take a minute break. Right back with more of the fourth quarter on KMLO.
With premium seed knowledge and customized service, Seed Solutions of Roscoe and Leola are the solution to your seed needs. Now is the time to take advantage of 0% financing options at Seed Solutions. Order Legend Sunflower Seeds, Raycorn, and Soybean Seeds. Call the guys to learn about the early order programs going on now. In Roscoe, call Joel Heilman at 281-1000 or Gary Ulmer at 228-1756. Seed Solutions for all your seed needs. Harriet Sporting Center invites you to get outside this fall. Whether you want to round up cattle, run the trails, or just taking a ride, they have the Polaris ATVs you need on hand. If you're looking for a Polaris Ranger, put in your order now to get exactly what you want. Need repairs? Their knowledgeable staff can get your ATV, snowmobile, or side-by-side back to tip-top shape. Check out their inventory at HarrietSportingCTR.com or call 605-437-2782.
34-28, Hitchcock-Hulaire up by a touchdown. A great drive by the Wolverines as they find themselves down with 5:56 to go here in the fourth quarter.
10 plays, 67 yards, 227. Another big pass to Cole Zabel within the drive. Ends with Brendan Begeman's third touchdown run of the day. And then We have a chance after this kickoff. We'll further describe that most interesting two-point conversion. Quite a recovery by Harriet Selby area.
Hunter Friend sets the kick, the football away, back deep to receive is Landon Puffer and Brendan Knoll. Friend's kick will be a short one. Is this going to go right out of bounds? Not what you want to do if you're the if you're the Wolverines, is they're going to give Hitchcock Tulare with great field position, and they can run most of this clock off if they feel like it.
But you put a little confidence in your defense, and you don't want Puffer to run the football. I think that's why they did it. Now, on the two-point conversion, Trey Hiddick was halfway to the turf here and was able to pitch it back. It was just barely backwards, but it was. Greg and Benjamin scooped the ball up at around the 12-yard line and just ran straight in. A very unusual two-point conversion, but could turn out to be two big points again if Harriet Selby area's defense can have the biggest stop of their season right here.
First and 10 for Hitchcock Tulare. Ball on their own 28-yard line. Or excuse me, ball on their own 35-yard line. But they will give it to Puffer on a jet sweep. He's bouncing out to the outside, and he's going to walk into the end zone. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, and he will be into the end zone for a touchdown. One play as they take it to the house, and that's got to hurt for the Wolverines, now making it 40-28.
And that is why you don't want the football in Landon Puffer's hands. That's why the kick went out of bounds. But Hitchcock Tulare said, yeah, we'll show you. Let's just sweep him outside for the play. The game's not put away yet. There's still 5:45 left. But that's another gut punch for the Wolverines.
And a Wolverines offense that's outperformed
the
Hitchcock Tulare offense so far in this game, as they will come into the Wildcat formation again for this two-point conversion. The direct snap goes to Flea. Bounces it out to the outside, and he will walk in 4-2, 42-28, your score, 5:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll go ahead, step away, take 1 minute, right back with more football here on KMLO.
Hamaraki Api, hello relatives, my name is Tasha Peltier, a citizen of the Standing Rock Nation. As a public health professional, I know that convenience and choice are two huge factors in a person's ability to address their own health needs. Many of the health disparities that we see within tribal populations stem from a lack of access to adequate healthcare services. Through recent changes brought forth by the American Rescue Plan, members of federally recognized tribes may be eligible for free health insurance, including dental and vision insurance opportunities for children. This means you have the ability to choose where and who you receive healthcare services from. I'm encouraging you to check out the Key Insurance Facebook page to see if you may be eligible for this awesome opportunity.
Are you an enrolled member of a federally recognized tribe? You may be eligible for free health insurance with no out-of-pocket costs. This means freedom of choice of doctors, schedule appointments at your time, and feel safe knowing you have health insurance. Call us at Key Insurance in Mobridge at 845-3664 to find out more.
Landon Puffer with a gut punch to the Harriet Selby Wolverines, 42-28. Now on the touchdown reception, 5:45 to go here. Still plenty of time for the Wolverines. Down again, two touchdowns. They've been able to answer so far. Let's see if they can do it again as Gill will get the kick. Bobbles it a little bit, has it at the 20, but it's going to be brought down shortly after that as he gets to the 30-yard line. Flag on the far side of the play. It came in right where he was tackled. Potentially could be a face mask.
Yep.
Give him an extra 15 here. We could be great for the Wolverines.
That was a pass play on the touchdown because it was a forward pitch from Binger to Puffer, now with 147 yards in reception. Just five, but every little bit will help for Harriet Selby area here. Carter Binger passing today is now 12 of 15, 238 yards and four touchdowns. As we say again, a most efficient game for Binger.
Wolverine's going to have to throw the football here. Down two scores. His headache drops back to pass. He's going to be rushed, but steps up in the pocket. Let's one rip. He's got Gill wide open, and he catches it. Gill's going to be out of bounds at the 38-yard line now into Hitchcock Tulare territory. And another big pass play looking to strike quick here with 5:32 to go.
Yep, 27 more gives Gill 161 yards in receptions today on five catches. Heddick's not been too bad. He's now 12 of 19-269. Both of these quarterbacks are having terrific games.
First and 10 to 4. The Wolverines coming up. Ball on the Hitchcock to Lair 28-yard line. 5:32 to go. Wolverines down 2 touchdowns. 42-28. Headick in the shotgun as he's going to drop back to pass. Great protection again. No one open downfield. Looking for a receiver to break open. He's going to have to run with the football, and he will not get back to the line of scrimmage. Might have lost a yard on the play, but great protection, but even better coverage downfield.
Avoided being hit, got out of bounds. Play fake was very good, but yeah, all coverage there for Hitchcock-Tulare. And now Jackson Maynard tells their fans that are right below us, hey, start making a little noise for us again. It is a loss of a yard, but again, that clock stopped, and that's as important as anything right now for Harriet Selby area with 5:23 left down 14.
Wolverines still have two timeouts. The Patriots still with all three. Second and 11 now coming up as Headick is in the shotgun. He drops back to pass. Three receivers on the far side field, steps up in the pocket. He's going to leave that one short. I think he felt the pressure, but Gill was open.
The pressure was by Jacob Mishwatish, who's back in the field after dinging at shoulder a little earlier. But he was wrapping up Headick as he threw that ball, and that's why it was underthrown a bit.
Third and 11 coming up. 5:17 left here in the fourth quarter. Harriet Selby down 2 touchdowns. Clock does stop, so that's good with 18 seconds on the play clock.
This is a must on this drive. Harriet Selby area's got to score on this drive.
Headick in the shotgun. Three receivers split out to the close side of the field as they work left to right. Headick drops back to pass. Great protection as he's just standing there. Now he's got to find where to go with the football. He's going to go over the middle of the field, and that one's going to be knocked away. But we're going to get a flag. Potential PI coming in here. A late flag thrown in by the far sideline official.
It was Eric Salmon who did knock the ball away, but I think had his hand wrapped around Cole Zabel's hip. And that may be the call here. Again, the timing good on the bat of the ball, but you can't latch onto a guy, and that's what Eric Salmon did, and Harriet Selby area appreciative of the early Christmas gift.
5:07 left here now, first and 10 for the Wolverines. Well inside Hitchcock-Tulare territory, ball on the Patriot 24, Headick in the shotgun, a stack set here to the close side of the field. As Headick drops back to pass. Great protection again as he's looking for somewhere to go. Lobs it to the end zone, and that one's going to be picked off in the end zone. Just left it a little short, and that could be the dagger here in the football game.
And it's Landon Puffer. Well, Trey Headick had his eyes locked on Cole Zabel all the way there. Brendan Begeman was running a pattern right down the middle and had room in the end zone, but Headick never looked at him. He went right to Zabel. And it's going to be Hitchcock-Tulare after the touchback, taking it at the 20. Puffer made a good play, but yeah, Headick had it locked in on Zabel right there.
You need a big stop here. You got to score quick. Still time, though, with 4:59 left. Wolverine still with two timeouts. Hitchcock-Tulare has all three, and that's a nice tackle in the backfield by the Wolverines. No gain on the play. 4:43 to go. .42-28 your score. 4:30 now left on the play on the game clock. 16 seconds on the play clock, and Hitchcock-Tulare is just running as much time as they can. As Binger is in the shotgun, Eric Salmon behind him. Second and 10 as the give is to Flea, bouncing off a couple tackles, but he stays in bounds, which is important. It's 4:05 now left here. Still two timeouts on the board for the Wolverines. 3-4 Hitchcock-Tulare, as we're now under 4 to go, 3:57.
And in this college venue, the play clock is being operational as the same time as back judge Tyler Knowles is counting it down from 5 like he normally would.
Hitchcock to Lair now comes to the line of scrimmage, third and eight. Potential big stop coming up for the Wolverines. 3:34 to go here in the fourth quarter. Binger taking time off that clock as it's at four on the play clock as he's going to take the direct snap. Bounces it out to the outside. And they will push him out of bounds. Now he gets out of bounds, but it will be a first down. Able to save a timeout. But still 3:23 to go. And another first down could potentially put this game away.
Or a couple. Yeah, Hitchcock-Tulare is not thinking about scoring. Just really, realistically, two more first downs, and they'll have the third state championship in the history of this program. They do want to keep it in bounds, you're right. But, boy, how good's Binger been today? What a steady, steady senior quarterback.
3:23 to go here in the football game. Wolverines down two touchdowns, 42-28. A great back and forth second half. Binger in the shotgun as he gives it to Eric Salmon as he's just going to trip but stays in the bounds. Be up close to the 40-yard line. Ball at the 39. 3:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. Still taking time off the clock.
Still two timeouts for Harriet Selby area, so yeah. Clayton Randall wants to preserve them for the moment. Maybe let's see if they can hold him to a short gain here. He might have to burn one.
Second and seven coming up for Hitchcock-Tulare. Binger in the shotgun again. Salmon next to him. 5 seconds on the play clock. The give is to Flea. Because he's going to bounce off some tacklers and he's going to have a first down. Now if you're Clayton Randall, you got to think about using those timeouts because potentially another one can put this game away.
Yeah, one more and that's it. I think even with these timeouts, just a little straight ahead, stand up, hand off to, again, Riley Flea, who's come up with some good plays today. But I think Hitchcock-Tulare is playing like they know this is theirs now as long as they hang on to the ball.
2:20 left here in the fourth quarter, 15 seconds on the play clock as the Patriots come to the line of scrimmage. Binger in the shotgun, Eric Salmon to his right. Two receivers split out on each side of the field as they put a man in motion. We're going to get a false start, so back him up 5 yards. Potentially could be good as it's going to...
Nope. Yeah, you can't fake snapping the ball. That's what he did.
Snap infraction by the center, Michael Nielsen. The 237-pound sophomore. 2 minutes left here in the football game. It brings up a first and 15. 9 seconds on the play clock as we're under a minute 50, right at minute 49. Flea goes in motion as the give is to Eric Salmon. He's going to have close to back to being original to the back to the original line of scrimmage, and Clayton Randall's got to use a timeout.
Harriet Selby area, if they can try to rip the ball away, but Eric Salmon didn't give him a chance. He was covering that football up like protecting a cold baby right there. Did not give them the opportunity at all to strip the football away. A minute 41 left, fourth quarter, and again, that's the second timeout for Harriet Selby area, but it's going to be second down here, but now, KC, as we say, it's not about points now, it's about 10 yards for Hitchcock-Tulare, and they will have their third state championship.
And you don't want it to end in heartbreak for the Wolverines, but they've been here before, and they've lost these games, unable to get over that hump, so to speak, with a minute 41 left here in the football game. A big second down. Clayton Randall's already used a timeout. Got one left, three still for Hitchcock-Tulare. First down keeps the game away. Our second down here is the pitch is out to Eric Salmon as he's going to be brought down. The flag in the backfield. See what we get, but a third down coming up. See what they call as the refs will huddle up for a talk. Clock momentarily stopping.
Frank came out as Salmon took the ball.
No foul on the play. Third down. Randall probably going to keep a timeout here to save one, but a big third down here for the Wolverines if you want to at least still give yourself a chance in this football game. Minute 30 left, 17 seconds on the play clock as Binger's in the shotgun. Two receivers split out on each side of the field, third and 11. And wind it down now to 5 seconds on the play clock. Binger snaps the football in the quarterback power. He keeps it. He's going to have close to the first down, but will be just short on a fourth down. Clayton Randall's going to have to use a timeout. No timeouts now for the Wolverines. The timeout brought to you by AgTegra. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. A minute 7 left, but a big fourth down. Do you think the Patriots risk going for it to make sure they still have the football here at the end of the game?
They've got to have confidence they can get 3 yards. Yeah, I think they will. I think they will do that. Harriet Selby area, well, at least it's been close this time. It wasn't 3 years ago in the 9B final against Coleman Egan. Remember Brendan Beckman got hurt earlier in that 9A championship game last year, and Howard went on to a relatively easy win. It's been a big second half for Beckman today. He's going to fall short of being the all-time 9-man rushing leader. It's been a great season for this Wolverine team, but a great season for this Hitchcock-Tulare team. And yet that offense is out there and needs 3 yards to clinch it.
Fourth and 3, a minute 7 left here. Hitchcock-Tulare up 42-28. Binger in the shotgun. He's going to snap it and keep it on a quarterback power. And he's going to have a first down and more. And he's going to run into the end zone. Touchdown and for him again. He's had 4 in the air. And another one on the ground, and that will do it in the game, as that's going to be the heartbreaker now, 48-28 with exactly a minute left on the clock.
I didn't see your vote, but I know who is mine for the Joe Robbie MVP, as the man who just ran it in right there, Carter Binger. What a game he's had. 123 yards rushing for him now. That was a 44-yarder and 238 yards passing. I don't think there's any other choice for the Joe Robbie MVP.
Two-point conversion on the way, 48-28. Hitchcock-Tulare on top of Harriet Selby.
Who did you vote for, by the way?
I voted for Carter Binger.
I thought so.
It'd be the smart play.
Yep.
In the Wildcat formation, as Flea has it, he's going to look to pass, and it will be caught for a two-point conversion, 50-28. Your score, Hitchcock-Tulare on top. A minute left here in the football game. We'll go ahead and step away. Take 1 minute right back here with more playoff football on KMLO.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
If you're looking for a local company to do your grain hauling, call Thorstenson Trucking in Selby. They pride themselves on being professional, on time, and having competitive rates. Thorstenson Trucking is also looking for drivers. They have both new and late model equipment running regional and local. Call Austin at 605-850-3852. Plus, drug and alcohol testing is available at a low cost of only $40 per test. Call Shane at 605-520-8600. Thorstenson Trucking, Selby, South Dakota.
Minute to go here in the football game, but this one is well out of hand as Harriet Selby is now down 3 touchdowns, 50-28, as a Palmer will, excuse me, the Puffer will set to be kick the football away, as it will go back to the Wolverines as it's bobbled right away, but picking up is Haig. And he will not have much after that, as we are under a minute to go. 54 seconds left here in the 9B state championship game. 50-28 Hitchcock-Tulare on top of the Wolverines.
You make it here, you've done the job. It's going to be disappointment for these young men on the way home today, no doubt. They wanted to finally bring this program its first championship. But what an efficient, effective team they've run into today. All credit to Hitchcock Tulare. We can see how they have made it to their unbeaten status, too, and what a game they played on both sides of the ball.
Begeman needs 32 yards to get the record as they give it to him here. He's got a big hole. Bounces it out to the outside. We'll have the first down and more.
There's 11 of them.
Clock will stop for a first down. It's now rolling again at 42 seconds.
And this is what it's all about right here to get Begeman the record.
He will get it again as he bounces it out to the outside. Off another tackler. Has another first down and more. He's going to get close to it. And with that carry, he will have it. Brendan Begeman, the all-time 9B rushing leader, as we are at 30 seconds to go here in the football game. So if you're Harriet Selby, you do have a positive to take away from today's football game.
That's 21, right on the number he needed to break the record. He has broken Jay Lauterbach's record by 1 yard. The Howard player from the last decade.
Begeman did get hurt on the plays. He's going to limp off. But what a great run there. And he is now the all-time rushing leader in 9B football. And they're going to get...
in all of nine-man football.
He's going to be helped off the field. We'll take his talents next year to South Dakota State. Play for the Jackrabbits.
Think he might fit in there?
Oh, I was wow. Told when I came up here that all his brothers played there too, so mm-hmm. It's run in the family.
Of course, John Stiglmeyer, the Selby native. What a run he's had, and what a run they're having this year. This Saturday they're trying to set an all-time winning streak record for that program. I'm in Vermilion. I shouldn't talk about them too loudly.
15 seconds left here in the football game as most of the backups are now in for Harriet Selby, and they will just tick the clock away as Hitchcock Tulare will win the 9B state championship game over Harriet Selby, 50-28. We'll go ahead, step away, take a 3 minutes, right back with the postgame here on KMLO.
At the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, our team is dedicated to the traditions of service. We offer a wide array of products to accommodate all your financial needs, including checking and savings accounts, CDs, IRAs, loans, debit cards, credit cards, a 24-hour ATM, and online banking. Make sure to check out our special notices in your monthly bank statements. We are the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, member FDIC. Proud to serve you and proud to support the Wolverines.
Congratulations, Harriet Selby Wolverines, on a great season from all of us at Selby Medical Clinic and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinic. It takes a lot of hard work as a team to accomplish the goals that you set out to achieve. So we here at Selby Medical Clinic are here to get you from one win to the next. Good luck in the game from Clint Perman, physician assistant, and Dr. Emily Bowden at Selby Medical Clinic and our whole team at Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. Go Wolverines!
With low margins, cutting costs is the key to profitability. Saturday, March 4th, Lazy TV Ranch will be selling Angus and Belenzer bulls. Bulls are efficiency tested, affordably priced, and easy to handle. Bred for rancher profitability, these bulls will fire more fertility, better feed conversion, and better longevity. Be in the seats on March 4th, 2023 at the ranch west of Selby. They offer free keep and volume discounts and a complete satisfaction guarantee. Check out their website, BelenzerBulls.com, or follow them on Facebook.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Twice a year, you owe it to yourself to get a checkup because you were only given one set of teeth to work with. After that, it's too late to say, I should have cared for them better. McQuillan Swanson Dental will help you get the most from your teeth and gums. So for everything from a simple checkup to a wide variety of services, trust McQuillan Swanson Dental. McQuillan Swanson Dental of Mobridge. Healthy smiles for life.
It's game time, and Shorty's One Stop wishes the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that Wanda and the staff support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your game with hustle, and remember, it's teamwork that makes the dream work. Shorty's has your favorite candy bars, salty snacks, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours. We'll get you there. So save me a seat. And remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
A great season for the Harriet Selby area Wolverines, but again, it does not end how they wish. They've been presented with the runner-up trophy right now here at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, but it's a very deserving Hitchcock Tulare Patriot team that wins their third state championship in 9B, 50-28 today over Harriet Selby area. Back with KC Miners, I'm David Burrell. KC will effort to have head coach Clayton Randall and maybe a player to come up and be with us in our postgame show. But for Hitchcock Tulare, they will receive their state championship trophy, and what a job that the Patriots did today. And it started with the very first drive of the game. They took the first 7 minutes and 23 seconds to go 80 yards in 13 plays. Again, the key for them, keep that Harriet Selby area offense off the field, and they did for over half of the first quarter. Carter Binger, and what a day he had, ended with a Cole Schrader 6-yard touchdown pass, and Hitchcock Tulare had a 6-0 lead. So Harriet Selby area didn't have the ball until there were just over 4 minutes left in the first quarter, but they went 68 yards in 9 plays, and quarterback Trey Haddock ran it in from a yard out, and the 2-point conversion was converted, an 8-6. Harriet Selby area lead. Second possession for Hitchcock Tulare. Again, they took time off the clock. 12 plays, 52 yards, 5:32. And this time, Binger found Riley Flea for a 17-yard touchdown pass. Two no good, but Hitchcock Tulare at that point had a 12-8 lead. Then a big stop when Hitchcock Tulare stopped Harriet Selby area after they had driven it to the Patriots 40. With just a couple of minutes left in the first half, just over 2 minutes to play, and then Hitchcock Tulare drove 70 yards from there in 7 plays, and it was Riley Flea again, this time on the 4-yard touchdown run, and the 2-point conversion worked, and it was a 20-8 halftime lead. Brendan Bagamet had been held to 24 yards on 7 plays in the first half. Carter Binger, by the way, has been presented with the Joe Robbie MVP award for this game, but Begeman got going on the first drive of the second half. 74 yards, a lot of them by Begeman, and Brendan ended it with a 6-yard touchdown run with 6:34 left in the third. 2-pointer no good, and Harriet Selby area had cut the Hitchcock Tulare lead to 20-14. Then the Wolverines were able to get a stop and have the football back, but then, well, let's call this our big play of the game. It's brought to you by Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg. It's Brendan Noel, his 98-yard interception return, and we're going for Cole Zabel, but his route was a curl route on the outside. Noel stayed put, and the 98-yard interception made it 26-14. Hitchcock Tulare, our big play of the game, brought to you by Family Dental up here in Gettysburg. Let's hear from them, and we'll continue our recap in 30 seconds here on KMLO.
The team at Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable and to have the healthiest, best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients. Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all your family's dental needs.
That interception return, our big play of the game from Brendan Newell, made it 26-14. Hitchcock Tulare at the end of the third quarter. They went for two and didn't make it. Well, the first possession of the fourth quarter, well, Begeman had all four plays. Last play of the third was the first one, a big 47-yard run, and a four-play 63-yard scoring drive all by Begeman ended with a Begeman 7-yard touchdown run, and the Wolverines back to within a score after they missed the two-point conversion by a score of 26-20. But Harriet Hitchcock-Gilera marched it right down the field on their next drive, 62 yards and seven plays in just over 2.5 minutes, and it was Binger with touchdown pass number 3, this one the 13-yarder, to Landon Puffer, and the two-pointer good, 34-20, Hitchcock-Tulare. Harriet Selby area came back. Begeman again ending the next drive with an 8-yard touchdown run with 5:56 still to play. And the two-pointer worked as Begeman ran it in on the odd play where Trey Hedick was almost taken to the turf, pitched it back, and Begeman was able to run it in. 34-28 at that point for Hitchcock-Tulare. But then the play that really realistically ended Harriet Selby area's hopes, a one-play scoring drive, the very next play for Hitchcock-Tulare, Binger to the speedster Puffer for 65 yards with 5:45 left, two-pointer good, 42-28. Harriet Selby area stomped again, and then Binger, the quarterback, and what a day he had, the 44-yard touchdown run to close out the scoring with a minute left, 50-28. Now, at that point, the only drama left for Harriet Selby area, would Brendan Begeman still have a chance to break the all-time 9-man rushing record? He still needed 39 yards. Well, that's exactly what he gained on the last drive, on his very last play as a Wolverine football player. His 21-yard run gave him 189 yards today. Yes, and with that, exactly, he needed exactly that number, 189 yards, to break the all-time rushing record in 9-man, 6,807, breaking the old record of 6,806. So there was that consolation for Brendan Begeman. He did get hurt on that last play, but was able to still come and help accept the runner-up trophy for Harriet Selby area. But it was Hitchcock-Tulare's day as the Wolverines fall short. Patriots of Hitchcock-Tulare take their third state championship, winning by a score of 50-28. And for Harriet Selby area, well, three championship games in the last 4 years for the Wolverines, but they all have been losses. Stay tuned. We've got a lot ahead still on our postgame. We'll run down the stats. Also ahead, we'll name our Venture Communications player of the game. 50-28, Hitchcock-Tulare over Harriet Selby area for the 9B state championship. More coming up from the Dakota Dome in Vermilion in 3 minutes on 100.7 KMLO.
Farming and ranching is the backbone of our local economy, and like any business, it comes with risk. Federal crop insurance products were developed and continue to evolve to help farmers and ranchers manage weather risks. Marinville Insurance has been delivering the federal crop insurance programs as well as company-specific products since they became available. Let us help you wade through the options and make good decisions on products that make sense for your operation. Stop by our local office, visit our website at marinville.com, or call us to set up a visit. Marinville Insurance is a proud sponsor of area athletics.
Did you know Camwall Electric in Selby provides more than electricity? They also offer a full-service wiring crew, Marathon water heaters, and now you can manage your entire electric account 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by computer, tablet, or smartphone with the Smart Hub app. Easily check your electric usage, make payments, communicate directly with Camwall, and always look forward to new features on the horizon. Just download the Smart Hub app today. Camwall Electric, your Touchstone energy partner.
Harriet Livestock is the home of the Friday Sale. Active sales every Friday with numerous special sales held throughout the year. For upcoming sales and more information about Harriet Livestock, visit HarrietLivestock.com. For livestock appraisal, just call 605-437-2265. Like and follow Harriet Livestock on Facebook for up-to-the-minute market reports and news. Good luck, Wolverine students and athletes, from everyone at Harriet Livestock Market.
Farming demands well-built equipment. Kubota equipment that's proven for over a century. Tractors that are adaptable and versatile. Hay tools backed by a 2-year warranty. Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. and productive SSV skid steers. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Get all of your Kubota products at Automotive Company of Isabel or Linsco Implement in Mobridge.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in South Dakota high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion as Hitchcock Tulares won their third 9B football championship. And again, Harriet Selby area comes up short, 50-28 back with KC Miners, David Burrell. And before we run over our stats, time to name our Venture Communications player of the game, and we'll do so after we hear from the good folks at Venture Communications. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KMLO.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, November 14th. Tune into ESPN Channel 21 to see the Commanders head to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for high def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
Yeah, pretty easy choice, I'd say, Casey. What a day Carter Binger had. 238 yards passing at quarterback, 12 of 15 with four scores. And that last carry got him 123 yards rushing the day for the day with a touchdown. What do they call him? Dual threat quarterbacks? He certainly was that today.
He was. He was amazing today. And that's a big reason why Hitchcock Tulare had a three touchdown advantage in this game. I mean, he played amazing football game, and he did what he had to do to lead his team to a state championship.
Honorable mention to Landon Puffer, who had a big day receiving with 147 yards. Of course, Brendan Begeman setting the record. Let's go over those stats. As a matter of fact, I'll give Casey a little bit of a chance to catch his breath. By the way, we are expecting to hear from head coach Clayton Randall, who will be good enough to join us in a little bit, but he wants to talk to his team first. Total yards ended in favor of Harriet Selby area, 500 to 443. In fact, the Wolverines in the second half of this game had 335 yards of offense. But again, that interception, really, we said it was our big play of the game for a reason. It really turned it in Hitchcock Steelers' favor. 443 for the Patriots, 231 rushing for Harriet Selby, 269 passing, and 205 rushing for Hitchcock Steelers, 238 passing. We did have the offensive shootout that we kind of thought we might. 24 first downs for Harriet Selby area, 18 for Hitchcock Tulare. There were 114 plays from scrimmage in this game. Harriet Selby area 60, Hitchcock Tulare 54. Also, the big interception made the difference. Harriet Selby area with more time of possession, 24-41 to 23-19. Begeman, as we say, on the very last play of his Harriet Selby career, set the record by a yard, 189 yards rushing and 23 carries. Trey Hedick, 37 on 14 carries. Mason Vetter, 2 for 5. Hedick, pretty good day throwing, 12 of 21, 269 yards, but he was picked twice, did not throw a touchdown pass today. Big days receiving for both Trevor Gill and Cole Zabel. 5 catches, 161 yards for Gill. 5 catches and 94 yards for Zabel. Darian Barker had 1 catch for 12. Begeman, 1 catch for 2. For Hitchcock Tulare, we've told you the numbers. Binger put up 123 yards rushing and 238 passing, 12 carries for Binger. Eric Salmon, 17 carries, 38 yards. Riley Flea, 6 for 25. And Landon Puffer, 3 for 16. Again, that big 44-yard play there for that second touchdown was a pass play. It was a forward pitch. And Binger was 12 of 15, 238 for the 4 touchdowns. Puffer, 4 catches, 147 yards, the 2 scores. Riley Flea, what a good day he had. 4 catches, 56 yards, and a score. Pulse Raider 2 for 22, and a score. T.J. Salmon had 1. 11 tackles each, by the way, for Harriet Selby. Areas, Colin Tisdale and Nathan Bradford. Brendan Begeman had 9. Trey Heddick with 5. 1 tackle for loss for Begeman. T.J. Salmon, what a great game he had defensively for Hitchcock Tulare. 10 tackles, including a sack. And Eric Salmon, Landon Puffer, and Riley Flea with 8 tackles each. And it all adds up to a deserving win, KC, no doubt, for Hitchcock Tulare, 50-28 over Harriet Selby area.
And it was, and they played great football the whole game. But it was a tale of two halves, you want to say, for the Wolverines. They started, I would say they started slow. Just Hitchcock Tulare came out with a game plan. They had a good game plan in that first half. But then Harriet Selby able to come out of the locker room and make those second half adjustments. Just a couple mistakes here and there cost them the 9-9B championship
yeah,
game.
Yeah, that interception so big. Begeman got going. Begeman ended up with his yards and the record. But they were able to put just enough pressure on Heddick. Trey still had pretty good pass protection. But towards the end of the game, they were starting to put a little more pressure on Trey, and you could see that affected him.
And you wonder if it was just the fatigue getting to him, because they did end up having the time of possession. Now, they didn't have it in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
So the offense was on the field a lot here in the second half, and you wonder if it was just a little bit of the fatigue and those big bodies from Hitchcock Tulare going up against the line. But, yeah, Heddick, great passing throughout the day, but did have a little bit of pressure. And I think he was looking for Zabel too much on that last interception, because he was Zabel did have a good game, had 5 catches tonight, but he was stared down Zabel when he did have Begeman open for a touchdown.
Yeah, right down the middle. Begeman had an open route, but yeah, he was intending to go for Zabel all the way, and it was Landon Puffer who stepped in. Puffer with a great second half of this game. While we pause just a moment here before we continue our postgame for station identification.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM, KMLO, Lowry Mobridge. Stop speeding before it stops you. Obey posted speed limits.
A whole bunch of seniors see their careers end for Harriet Selby area today, KC. Which again, this hurts. This is going to sting for them, but they look back in a few years and so many of these young men got to play in 3 championship games. There's not many that can say that.
Yeah, most kids don't get the opportunities that these kids had. And you mentioned all the seniors lost for Harriet Selby. But you also want to take a look at Harriet Selby was so dominant in these postseason. They were able to get their younger kids in most of these games. And that is going to be huge come next year when Clayton Randall is trying to figure out where this team will be at.
Well, they do have Mason Vetter back. He's going to be an important player, of course, for this team next year. They got 1 more year of Cole Zabel. And again, there's something for Zabel to build on with his big day today. Zabel can certainly be, comes from a good family, of course, but Zabel with a chance to be a very solid player next year. Makes you wonder who will be the quarterback for this team next year. I guess Zabel could be potentially a candidate for that, but Zabel is a very, very good athlete.
In the end, they also return Darian Barker will come back. Mm-hmm. You know, next year. So you got 2 receivers on the outside to build around with Vetter, your fullback coming back. Will be a question mark, you know, big shoes to fill at the quarterback and the halfback spot. But I do have all faith in Coach Randall. He'll fill those pretty easily.
Yeah, you get Trevor Gill back, not Barker, but you do get Trevor Gill back. And then Gill with his big day today. So there is still plenty of great things ahead for this Harriet Selby area team as long as Clayton Randall is there. And by the way, we are hoping that Randall will be able to come up and give us a visit. And you know that he has to talk to a very, very disappointed team. It's got to be frustrating to get here all these times and not win it. But at least this was a competitive game, unlike the previous 2 losses were.
Yeah, and I think that you look at the three touchdown advantage, but I think the second half was a lot closer than what that 3 touchdown advantage shows. You know, Harriet Selby's offense out on the field, most of the time they had bigger plays. They were able to use the counter. Like, we thought it would be the outside runs, but they used the misdirection, the counter, to free Begeman open most of the second half, and it worked for perfection for them.
Hitchcock Tulare over Harriet Selby area, 50-28 in the 9B championship game. Again, we expect and hope to hear from Clayton Randall, the head coach of the Wolverines. But while we pay a few more bills, let's take a 3-minute break. 50-28, Hitchcock to layover, Harriet Selby area in the 9B title game. More of our postgame coming up from the Dakota Dome in Vermilion here on 100.7 KMLO.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
The best seat in the house is where you are right now for this game. In the stands, where you can feel the intense competition every play. In the car, between here and there, listening to all the action or watching it on DRGNews.com. Get comfy because it isn't over yet. Von Wall Law Office proudly sponsors this broadcast and proudly supports the Wolverines. Good luck from John and Lisa Von Wall and Patty Giese, Secretary of Von Wall Law Office, LLC, in Selby.
You guys ready for the game?
All right. Well, management told me they weren't paying me for pep talk, so I'm going to stop now.
You know that place between saving money and sacrificing quality?
We are so there.
What's the point of saving money if you get lousy results, especially when it comes to car insurance? State Farm can give you the right amount of coverage, plus with discounts up to 40%. You'll like how much you can save. State Farm is there.
See State Farm agent Doug Heil in Mobridge or call 845-3603.
Discounts may vary 5 to 40% state to state.
Yeah! You made it to the Dome! Congratulations, Wolverines! At the Sportsman Bar and Grill in Akaska, they couldn't be more proud of you, and they wish you success in whatever you do. If you haven't tried the Sportsman's, you're missing out. They have great daily specials, steak, seafood, chicken, and so much more. They also have breakfast buffets. To see what you're missing, check them out on Facebook at Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Good luck in the Dome from your cheering section at the Sportsman Bar and Grill in Akaska.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
When it's time to move your livestock, see the crew at Bradner Brothers Trucking in Harriet. You can count on the Bradner Brothers Trucking team to get your livestock to their destination safely and on time. Whether they're short or long distance hauls, and the loads are big or small, Bradner Brothers Trucking is ready to go to work for you. Just call Bradner Brothers Trucking of Harriet, South Dakota, 437-2384. That's 437-2384.
Welcome back into the postgame show here on a KMLO. Still waiting to hear from head coach Clayton Randall. He's down on the field right now talking to some other media members, so he's slowly making his way up here. Hitchcock Tulare again does win the 9B state championship game 50-28, and the Wolverines were here for the third time, not three straight years, but it does end in a heartbreak again for Harriet Selby.
Third time in 4 years. That's still a wonderful achievement, as it is for all the other teams that will play in state championships. Still six more title games to go. 9A is tonight, the unbeaten Warner Monarchs, 11-0. And you know around your area how good that team is. They played North Central earlier the year. Gregory Gorillas are the opponent. Gregory at 10-1, coming off a good win in pressure last week over Lyman. That's this evening. And then three games tomorrow. First in 9AA, the unbeaten Wall Eagles with that offense that has put up some enormous numbers this year against the Parkston Trojans, the number six seed. But they beat Howard in Howard big and then won at Elkin Lake Benton last week. That is the first game tomorrow. Second one is 11B as the Winter Warriors go for a third consecutive state title and for a 35th straight win. The Elk Point Jefferson Huskies, who, by the way, just walked below us, they're getting the feel of what it's like to be in the Dome. They make it and will play Winter tomorrow afternoon. Then tomorrow night, it is the 11A championship game between the top two teams in that classification, the Quarriers of Del Rapids and the Trojans of West Central. And it's West Central who has the record for consecutive championships in the playoff era of South Dakota high school football that goes back to 1981. But the Peer Governors will try to match that on Saturday afternoon in a rematch with the T-Area Titans here at the Dakota Dome. T-Area had a 20-point lead in the third quarter of the 11AA title game last year before Peer came back with a last-second field goal by Cole Peterson to win 30-27. That game, by the way, on Saturday afternoon coverage at 12:25 or possibly a little earlier on River 92.7 in Peer, and you can listen at the River 92.7 page. And then the championship weekend will round out on a Saturday night with the Jefferson Cavaliers, just the second year of that program in Sioux Falls. But what a year they've had. They are unbeaten and have really dominated 11 AAA. The Harrisburg Tigers will be their opponent after knocking off O'Gorman in the semifinal round last week. So it will be Harrisburg and Sioux Falls Jefferson to round it out on Saturday night here at the Dakota Dome to finish the 2022 state championships in high school football. 50-28 here, Hitchcock-Tulare over Harriet-Selby area. And we are still hoping to have a visit from Clayton Randall, the head coach of the Harriet-Selby area Wolverines.
He said he'd be up, so I think he's slowly making his way up here. I know he wanted to go in the locker room and talk with a couple of guys. We wanted to get Begeman up here, but he did hurt his hamstring there at the end. Yep. So his hamstring, he won't be coming up, but Coach Randall will be certainly on his way up here.
In fact, I had to help Brendan over to when the runner-up trophy was presented. A couple of teammates had to make sure to get him over there, but he wasn't going to miss that presentation. Too bad to see. And don't forget, they still need Brendan for basketball, too. So it's important that he's not hurt very badly with basketball starting in just over a month. But, how about to do it by exactly the yard he needed on his very last play as a Wolverine to set the all-time nine-man rushing record in South Dakota? Did it by 1 yard. It's not going to be a whole lot of solace to him, except maybe for later, because this team was determined to win the title. But, hey, Hitchcock-Tulare deserves the victory today.
Yeah, and we talked about it when we were at that timeout. You said after Hitchcock-Tulare scored that last touchdown, you're like, oh, well, might as well give Begeman the yards he needed, a little over 30 yards, and they came out and they went quick and gave it to him. And, hey, he can say that he is the leading rusher in all of nine-man football in South Dakota. Only one person can say that, and that's Brendan Begeman.
He needed 39 yards, and that's exactly what he had. And that was how it ended. But Hitchcock-Tulare, well, they're still around here savoring this. This is the one of the days with only two games, so there's a lot of time, a little less than 5 hours until Warner plays Gregory. But some of the Hitchcock-Tulare players, and you can understand this, they're still savoring this. This is a day they'll never forget. As we say, the third state championship. This is, in fact, the seventh title game for Hitchcock-Tulare. So this is a program that has been used to success and looked very, very impressive today.
Yeah, and they did, and I think that it was their quarterback play. We knew coming in that Binger would be the guy to watch, but they were really balanced on offense, and I thought it would be more of Eric Salmon on the ground, Binger in the air, but Binger did everything today for the Patriots.
Yeah, what a steady quarterback. What a way to end his career, and he'd been so efficient coming in with only 5 interceptions and 133 passes this year. But today, 12 of 15, they picked their spots to make the passing game work today, KC, and they certainly did make it work. But when you've got guys like Puffer and don't forget about the catches Riley Flea made today, and this offense, it's bulk. Yeah, it's big, but they can go through the air when they need to, and what a plan that Coach Salmon had for his team today.
And they didn't, but this was also a team with a lot of experience. They only had 2 underclassmen on the starting lineup, their center and then also their left guard, and then also Eric Salmon back there as well. So a bunch of seniors on this Hitchcock-Tulare team, so both 2 senior-led teams, and it was nice to see the Patriots, you know, get their third state title in team history.
Certainly deserved it. We're on our post game here in the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. Let's take another 3-minute break, and again, we'll hope to hear from Clayton Randall, the head coach of Harriet Selby area, after Hitchcock Tulare wins 50-28 in the 9B title game. Back in 3 minutes to the Dome here on 100.7 KMLO.
Congratulations to the Harriet Selby Wolverines football team from the team at Walworth County Care Center in Selby. If you're looking to join a winning team, look no further than the Walworth County Care Center. They offer retirement, health and life insurance, paid vacation, pickup shift incentives, and more. They have full-time and part-time positions, RNs, LPNs, CMAs, and CNA positions. They will also train and test on-site for CMAs and CNAs. To apply or for more information, call 605-649-7663 or visit their Facebook page.
The Super Stop in Harriet is your one-stop shop for gas, diesel, and a whole lot more. Dennis, Wendy, and the gang at the Harriet Super Stop invite you to stop by when you're in the area. You're sure to love their delicious hot stuff pizza, fresh-baked caramel rolls, bars, and cookies. They also feature hot dogs, homemade soups and chili, cappuccino, fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast croissants, many convenience items, and a soft-serve ice cream machine. That's the Super Stop, North Highway 83, Harriet.
This is Casey Perman from Mobridge Livestock, a proud sponsor of this game. We appreciate all of our customers we're able to do business with throughout the year. We are proud to be able to sell some of the best cattle in the United States and are gracious to the cattlemen that raise them. We have regular sales every Thursday and special sales in season. For information, go to MobridgeLivestock.com. Call 1-800-658-3598. Good luck in tonight's game from the crew at Mobridge Livestock.
With premium seed knowledge and customized service, Seed Solutions of Roscoe and Leola are the solution to your seed needs. Now is the time to take advantage of 0% financing options at Seed Solutions. Order Legend Sunflower Seeds, Raycorn, and Soybean Seeds. Call the guys to learn about the early order programs going on now. In Roscoe, call Joel Heilman at 281-1000 or Gary Ulmer at 228-1756. Seed Solutions for all your seed needs. Harriet Sporting Center invites you to get outside this fall. Whether you want to round up cattle, run the trails, or just taking a ride, they have the Polaris ATVs you need on hand. If you're looking for a Polaris Ranger, put in your order now to get exactly what you want. Need repairs? Their knowledgeable staff can get your ATV, snowmobile, or side-by-side back to tip-top shape. Check out their inventory at HarrietSportingCTR.com or call 605-437-2782.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in South Dakota, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Get back to Everything Country in just a bit here on 100.7 KMLO with Casey Miners, David Burrow back at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, where the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots have knocked off the Harriet Selby area Wolverines 50-28 in this afternoon's 9B title game with a late morning start, actually, but a big day for Carter Binger for Hitchcock Tulare with four touchdowns passing, 238 yards, and a touchdown rushing and 123 yards. Carter was named the Joe Ravi MVP of this afternoon's game. Casey Miner is efforting to have a visit with the head coach of the Wolverines, Clayton Randall, whose team finishes with another great season, 10-1, but again, falling short for the third time in their championship round. They've made it to this round three times in the last 4 years, but Hitchcock Tulare just too much today. Our next football action here on 100.7 KMLO, of course, the Minnesota Vikings. Sunday, they head to Orchard Park, New York, and their opponent, the Buffalo Bills. Question as to whether Josh Allen will be able to go. The potential of a fairly serious elbow injury for the excellent Bills quarterback. But how about the Vikings coming from behind to win in Washington last Sunday to extend their winning streak to 6. Now they head to Buffalo this coming Sunday before they're back at home next week for Dallas and then the Thanksgiving home game with New England. But this Sunday, it's the Vikings at Washington, and coverage begins at 11 a.m. on Sunday, right here on 100.7 KMLO, your home for Vikings football. And, of course, every Wednesday evening, too, it's Vikings X's and O's with head coach Kevin O'Connell and Paul Allen at 6:30 on Wednesday evenings right here on 100.7 KMLO. Hitchcock Tulare, 50. Harriet Selby Area, 28 in the championship game of 9B here at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. We'll take one more three-minute break and then wrap it up here from the Dome. More in 3 minutes here on 100.7 KMLO.
If you're looking for a local company to do your grain hauling, call Horstenson Trucking in Selby. They pride themselves on being professional, on time, and having competitive rates. Horstenson Trucking is also looking for drivers. They have both new and late model equipment running regional and local. Call Austin at 605-850-3852. Bus, drug, and alcohol testing is available at a low cost of only $40 per test. Call Shane at 605-520-8600. Horstenson Trucking, Selby, South Dakota.
At the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, our team is dedicated to the traditions of service. We offer a wide array of products to accommodate all your financial needs, including checking and savings accounts, CDs, IRAs, loans, debit cards, credit cards, a 24-hour ATM, and online banking. Make sure to check out our special notices in your monthly bank statements. We are the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, member FDIC. Proud to serve you and proud to support the Wolverines.
Congratulations, Harriet Selby Wolverines, on a great season from all of us at Selby Medical Clinic and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinic. It takes a lot of hard work as a team to accomplish the goals that you set out to achieve. So we here at Selby Medical Clinic are here to get you from one win to the next. Good luck in the game from Clint Perman, physician assistant, and Dr. Emily Bowden at Selby Medical Clinic and our whole team at Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. Go Wolverines!
With low margins, cutting costs is the key to profitability. Saturday, March 4th, Lazy TV Ranch will be selling Angus and Belancer bulls. Bulls are efficiency tested, affordably priced, and easy to handle. Bred for rancher profitability, these bulls will fire more fertility, better feed conversion, and better longevity. Be in the seats on March 4th, 2023 at the ranch west of Selby. They offer free keep and volume discounts and a complete satisfaction guarantee. Check out their website, BelancerBulls.com, or follow them on Facebook.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Twice a year, you owe it to yourself to get a checkup because you were only given one set of teeth to work with. After that, it's too late to say I should have cared for them better. McQuillan Swanson Dental will help you get the most from your teeth and gums. So for everything from a simple checkup to a wide variety of services, trust McQuillan Swanson Dental. McQuillan Swanson Dental of Mobridge. Healthy smiles for life.
Welcome me in as we wrap everything up here in the postgame on KMLO. Casey Miners, David Burleson, the Jensen Rockin' Sand broadcast booth. Harriet Selby loses tonight in the 9B state, today in the state 9B state championship game, 50-28. David, any last thoughts?
Great year for Harriet Selby area. A little bit of a disappointment this week, not only with this loss, but with Coleman Egan defeating the Wolverines in the Sodak 16 volleyball action the other night. Great year for Harriet Selby volleyball, too. But, yeah, the team that deserved to win did today. Great job by not only their senior quarterback, but a very senior-laden team. By the way, we should say that head coach Clayton Randall, and we certainly understand, wanted to get away and get with his team and start the trip back home, which is going to be a little bit dicey for them and for maybe us at the end of it. And, again, if you have to travel today, please do so very, very carefully, as it is not good at all back home. And if you don't have to travel, just stick around and listen to Everything Country on KMLO, I think.
Yeah, that will do it for us here at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. Again, the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots go on to win the 9B state championship game of 50-28. For David Burrell, I'm Casey Miners, and thank you for joining us here on KMLO. Also want to thank the sponsors for tonight's game. And they are Thorntonson Trucking in the Selby, Campbell County Bank and Church in Harriet, Selby Medical Clinic, Horton Sins Lacey TV Ranch and Quest, McClellan Swanson Dental, Portage One Stop in the Selby, Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Camwall Electric, Harriet Livestock, InScope Implements, Uptown Market, Von Wall Law Offices, State Farm Insurance, Doug Heal, Sportsman's Bar and Grill, Harriet Concrete, Brander Brothers Trucking, Walworth County Care Center, Harriet Superstop, Mobridge Livestock, Seed Solution, Harriet Sporting Center, Key Insurance. Also want to thank South Dakota Office, South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. Remind you to buckle up every trip, every time. This playoff game was brought to you by 100.7 KMLO and advertisers, member schools of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. No broadcast in whole or in part may be made with the written permission of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. For Casey Miners, or for David Burrell, I'm Casey Miners, signing off here. Thank you for tuning in to us as Hitchcock Tulare wins again 50-28 in the 9B championship from Vermillion.